Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Let's see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Hello, you're in the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Did any of you guys see that the Quentin Tarantino film yet?
Yes, I did.
The Kill Bill?
Yes, I did.
Kill Bill?
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. I thought that movie stunk. And I just wish Quentin Tarantino would just take his 16 minutes of fame and just go away. Just go away, Quentin Tarantino. Go
calm
away.
Yourself. Calm yourself, sir.
Yes.
So what do you think of the movie?
I love Uma Thurman. No matter what she does, she's always good. But, I mean, as far as seeing Kill Bill is concerned, I'd rather watch Don Geronimo on a radiator and watch
Stop. You can't say
But can I say
No, you can't say that either. What's wrong with you?
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 comes from the good folks at Parish Jeep of Fairfax Circle. Stop by 9610 Lee Highway in Fairfax, Virginia, or check out www.4farish.com. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
On the championship basketball team in the Special Olympics, and he presented me with his medal. Yes. Thank you. I am honored. Now, who's our next player, Burton?
Bob Spiewak.
And good afternoon, Mr.
Whoa, slow down. Let me get the level set here. Hello. You know, we probably should have done this.
Hello.
There you go, Mike.
Well, hello.
No, hold on. You got to stay right on top of that. Joe, stop the music for a second. Joe, just stop it. Hit pause. Thanks.
Well, hello.
No, Mike, you got to be right on. Come on.
Well,
here you go.
Hello.
There you go.
Oh,
that's good.
Man, they can see us from the effing lobby.
I know.
Oh, no, I don't want to do a show in Baltimore.
People are looking
now
at my ass. Really, you don't have to see them. I got to look out there and see. Stop staring! Okay, now hold on. You got to give me a chance to get these microphones set.
Well, I'm also not going to be standing for the whole show either. I'm not going to be.
Sit. Make it like you're normally going to be. And then we'll start the show again here. Joe can start the music again.
He's sitting on the floor because that's where he'll be.
Okay, come on.
All right, I'm going to do this. I'm not trying to be difficult. You know, it's been a while since we've done one of these things. This is, can you see me?
You don't even know this, but Joe is already effed up the beginning of the show. He didn't play the hi, welcome to our show.
It has been a long time since we have done a remote broadcast, but this really isn't a remote. This is like home.
Was I supposed to do
well, yeah,
a...
You...
Hi, welcome to our show.
All right, well then he opened the door too fast, because you got the welcome to our show and you got the, Tony Soprano. Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you.
And then you got this.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know could fill a book.
Wow, is that loud? Then you got this.
It's the Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Right, and then you got...
Where else would you rather
then
be?
You got this.
Than right here, right now.
And then you got Bob Barker coming on and saying that he's just given the Special Olympics medal to Rob Spiewak.
Right. And then it says Rob Spiewak after that, right?
Yeah, so let's pick it up right there.
Do you want the Barker tape again?
Yeah, why don't you roll the Barker tape again, Joe?
He's
on the championship basketball team in the Special Olympics, and he presented me with his medal. Yes. Thank you. I am honored. Now, who's our next player, Burton?
Rob Spiewak.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Office, with a catered lunch. Hasty! And all the ships at sea, broadcasting from my favorite town, Baltimore.
Yeah!
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Yeah! All right, thank you, Rob, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Thursday! And it's December 4th,
right.
And the phones, I'm going to have to explain that to you in a second, so let's cut through all that and just say...
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz, hit it, Joe, hit it.
Is anyone listening? Hey, what happened? Shut up! Did you wash the ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
There you go. Yeah, we pulled that one off.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. The show is happening today from Baltimore.
Hit the road, Jack.
From Live 105. We are operating in studios that we're not used to operating in.
Nice
and
ones.
And as it turns out, the telephone lines were not transferred. So, call us at 410-481-1057.
That's the number we're going to be using for live telephone calls today.
Yeah, now you can still call 877-365-3636. The problem there is that Joe has to answer the call while he's running the board back at the station and then has to send me an IM.
We're tremendously understaffed.
And if you're calling from Canada... Forget it. The Canada lines will not even be answered today. 800-636-1067. I'm saying it's going to be a true broadcasting adventure today.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't mentioned, have we mentioned the panda syndrome also? We have the panda syndrome, not just from the lobby. We have the panda syndrome from one studio going out into the hallway. We're going to be stared at, and it's going to be extraordinarily difficult to do because we hate that.
And we like the fact that we're here at Live 105, and it's nice to have an affiliate that supports the show.
Oh, and an affiliate where we arrive and we were treated the way we were. They could not have been nicer, and I mean that. They're very nice, and we have like interns and people running around and asking, if we need anything, and it's very, very special.
And now that you've said that, I think I speak for all of us when I just tell everybody, step off.
Now treat us like us.
Just step off.
Back off.
Because you should know that no matter what we do. Oh, I just saw Modell walk by. Is this like the crazy
David Modell's?
Yeah. Here? Is this the crazy first guest? Yeah, there he is.
Is that him? I haven't met him.
Yeah, that's him in the other room.
Do you want to bring him in now?
Well,
he's
sure,
right
why
there.
Not? We're only doing a show.
Right.
Hey, Modell, what's happening, Dave? What's happening?
Hello.
How are you?
There he is. And a hug.
Oh, I've never seen you hug anyone in the studio.
I have to kiss.
Except your children.
I have to kiss ass,
that's
Mike.
Incredible. Dave. How are you?
Oh, I got a hug, too. Holy hell.
So good to be with you.
Really?
What are you? Okay, you can let go now.
What?
That was a long one, wasn't it?
How are you, gentlemen?
Wonderful.
We're very at home in front of the microphone, David.
Well, this is, in fact, my microphone every Tuesday for 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
Is it on?
Yes,
do I need to put it up?
No, of course.
Yeah, of course you need to put
there
it up.
There you go. David Modell.
Actually, okay. Right. Is everything good?
President of the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
Things are great.
Welcome to our Out to Lunch studio.
You have made this boy very, very happy. I hope you know that.
Well, you know what? He deserves to be happy.
Yeah, God knows. Hey, amen to that.
Since his Xbox got, all screwed up and the wires were hanging around.
That's right. I need to be happy. I deserve some happiness in my life. And David Modell, you've brought it to me. And now this is really embarrassing because what I should do to keep the audience happy now is say something awful to you.
Untoward.
Just something awful.
Okay, go for it. Well, I look like a bum today, so you can do that.
I've got something. He smells like cigars.
No, Mike, there's nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't bust him on that
myself.
Well,
I've never told you that, but there is something wrong with that. No, I'm just kidding.
I think that's the best smell.
Okay, here's
a good smell.
Here's, if I was going to describe David Modell, an NFL executive right now.
He doesn't look like what I expected.
What you want to do is rent the movie American Graffiti.
Okay.
Now, you know the guy who was Toad
okay.
in that movie?
I know you're talking about.
What you want to do is give him some modern wireframe glasses.
Right.
And
right.
And now keeping that same guy with those glasses, you want to put him in an outfit like what's his name? Who's the shaky guy? Michael, who's the guy that's got Muhammad Ali thing? The guy that I met in the hot tub.
Michael J. Fox.
The guy I met in the hot
Michael
tub.
Michael J. Fox?
You dress him like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future.
Okay.
Because Michael J. Fox wore the, like, the jeans.
It's kind of a preppy thing.
With
right.
The,
yeah, he's
the,
a little preppy looking.
That vest.
Got the vest.
That,
poofy
right.
Vest.
The poofy vest that he's got on.
Right. Lovely. Lovely Michelle gave me this vest. So I love it. So
is that your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you add just a touch of the guy who plays Warren Littlefield.
I know. So in other words, when I leave here, I have to go to Blockbuster and I need to go pick up. I've never seen American Graffiti.
No,
I need to see what the insult just was all about.
No, you
I need to.
You probably
I
don't.
I mean, you know, what, would I revoke your license for this weekend?
I think so.
Is that what would happen?
Wow.
Have you seen? I have your number now.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Have you? I'm going to have trouble getting between these two guys. I'm going to tell you that right now. Have you seen the movie Starman?
No.
All right.
Yeah. Am I leading a sheltered life?
No. No, Starman's an obscure film, but he's also in Starman where he plays the scientist. You know?
Oh, this is the
oh,
same
that,
dude.
That oh, he's out. The guy. He's the guy. It's the guy from American Graffiti, more grown up.
Oh, right. God.
You know, Mike, as a matter of fact,
I'm making a list.
David, that might be the better one for you to see. That is.
So
that,
he's chomping on a cigar, too.
That, and that shows that actor
right.
In a more mature light than his
sure.
Breakthrough role.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Robbie, for the name. The name is Charles Martin Smith.
You can also check him out. He's one of Ness's henchmen in The Untouchables.
If we, you know, and this is the computer age.
Oh.
If we have computers, we can actually bring it up on computers.
You know what? Buzz,
he's a henchman.
Yes. Yes. Buzz, you got a computer there?
No, I don't.
Somebody do IMDb. Robbie, we do that right now. Do a search on this guy. Use The Untouchables.
Well, my organization is listening. So when I give the word to revoke the license, Chad the Pink will. Well, Chad the Pink is now making an appearance on Don and Mike. Chad the Pink will be revoking the license.
I had to say something to you
okay. That
was less than flattering because
okay.
I've been taking a lot of flack from people for openly having just climbed in your ass. And it's awkward now because you were nice enough yesterday to send me over the stuff for the
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I really want to go.
Yeah.
I want. It's a huge game.
That's a big game.
I want to go. I love all the perks. I love being around.
And we have a good mojo when you're there, when you don't go on the football field. We're okay.
In the fourth quarter.
Yeah, pre-game, you're cool.
Is that the rule now? Because when he was in Miami, you lost the game, that he cannot go on the field at all in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth period.
You're superstitious.
Mildly.
Okay. All right.
All right, but I am a good luck charm for you. I am a good luck charm, and I feel very blessed to be able to do this thing.
Yes.
And it's out of my nature to be so...
To be friendly.
To be... Oh, well, no, not friendly. Well, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, to be friendly.
I think we should point out the fact that this broadcast was planned before this incredible romance developed between you and mm-hmm. Dave Modell.
We're looking on the internet right now. We're to untouchables.com. We got
yeah,
plenty
yeah, he's
of,
in the Untouchables.
Yeah, we got plenty of Kevin Costner, but we got none of this guy. Rob, you might have to go to American Graffiti.
Yeah, I think
you just might have. You might.
That's
have
a pretty
to.
Big cult film, right? That they have right the whole thing.
So shouldn't you be doing some football thing right now?
I'm just coming back from practice. Practice ended, and I'm heading back to my office to go do something else. The presidential. What that will be, sit in my chair and put my feet up on the desk and puff on a cigar. That's presidential.
Sorry, that was very cool.
How was Don did the other day.
I loved it. And, you know, well, I talked about it endlessly.
Sitting in the chair, you should have seen it was great. And we have a picture of that, too. That should be also on the website.
I'd like to see that.
The presidential picture.
And it takes a real schmuck. My wife pointed this out to me on the way home when I was just being super giddy. She said, I think the word she used was dick. She said, you know, it takes a real dick
right.
when you're standing at a guy's desk and you just invite yourself to take a seat at his desk
sure.
and then say, hey, how about a picture up? This would be a good photo
op. So you requested the picture? Is
yeah.
that what it was?
Yeah.
All right.
But he almost got trapped by the chair. The chair goes back and almost swallowed him up. He
wow.
almost went backwards, which would have been a good laugh for everyone.
And then
and y'all, too.
Yes, absolutely.
I would have told you.
So today at practice, how's BB doing, Brian Billick?
BB was very good. He made sure he put all the right plays in and made sure that we were not going to have you on the field in the fourth grade. So, you know, we pay attention to details in my world,
right.
And you are now one of our details.
And I like to think that I have wormed my way into your sweet mother's heart. You know, I spent a lot of time in that room?
I know you
with
did.
With her and her friends?
I know you did, and she loved the fact that you schmoozed her on the air.
Of course.
I mentioned that about her, and she was like, well, what did he say? I didn't hear it. What did you say?
I said that she
used to
be...
You know, I just want to point out that right now you talk about that relationship, you know, whenever you involve moms in any discussion with any man, mm-hmm. you're entering...
uncharted waters, and I'm just going to sit back and watch this.
But he's doing it nicely.
He is doing it nicely. Right.
You know, I meant my best behavior at this time.
Well, you called her not Pat, but Patty, right?
Here was how the conversation came up. She said, I'm Pat. Said, some people refer to me as Patricia. And I said, shall it be Patty? And she said, that would be fine. And I said, Patty, it shall be.
Yeah.
And then we chatted, and she mentioned that she was on General Hospital.
She starred General Hospital, Meg in General Hospital.
And, very cool.
In 1969. And then we discussed shopping. And we discussed, well, they were discussing, and I was just sitting there.
Oh, you participated at all?
So I'm sitting there with your mother and her friends. Your mother.
You should be very happy that Frida was not there listening to the whole shopping thing, because that could have been an expensive deal.
David, we finally have a photo of the guy.
On the
only picture we can find.
And he's in a vest.
It's from the movie Air Bud.
Oh, God. Right, do I want to see this?
Yes, you do. So this is the guy.
That is the perfect picture.
The guy's name is Charles Martin Smith.
I get James Wood from some people, but not that dude.
From Retards, maybe.
Dude, what is up? And it looks like it's the name of the jacket, but it does look like a little raveny head on there, too.
Very, very
Doesn't
cool.
It? Yeah.
Maybe okay. That he'll be your new superstitious guy. So anyway.
So is our game going to be on TV down in Washington, where you live?
I don't know if it's on Channel 9.
Is that the way you're going to see it? Really?
Now that you are. I get you.
The takeaway.
You're crazy.
I can't do that.
You're crazy. See, the thing is, if you weren't who you are and weren't so nice, it would be at this point, or maybe 5 minutes ago, that it would have just said, listen, get the F out. We got a show to do.
Oh, you guys are very nice.
I think I speak for our listening audience, for everybody here in the studio, when I ask you this question, David. How this came about and why this continues. What is the attraction? We're cynical people in this business, and we always have to ask the question, why? Let him answer. You're nervously jumping in here, I want him to answer.
I know what it is. That I'm like a pet that amuses him.
I'd like him to answer. You are answering
If that's his answer.
The jester. Is that the answer you want? You've now become the court jester.
The jester quality is
the court jester.
Or could, dare I say, could this be
could you
love?
Genuine like.
Could it be genuine like or love?
Genuine
on his part.
Genuine man on man.
On his part. Well, I'm trying to humor him.
I'm just curious.
I want to let him down easy.
Okay, very good.
You know, while we take advantage of the mojo, I want to let him down easy.
I knew it. It's not a long-term thing.
Right.
I'm going to be...
Well, what were you counting on?
Well, frankly, I've already overstayed my welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I've already overstayed it, so now this week is gravy.
But you only do that when you really love something.
Yeah, right. That's when I'm willing to where someone else would back off, what I do is jump in and smother so completely.
Right. Keep pushing the button.
That at some point they say, listen, you know, dude, you're a nice guy.
Yeah, but get out.
Yeah, right.
Which would be basically the way I would approach it.
But you see, I
only have a couple of games left, you see, so it's
time. Okay.
You can jump on the train as long as you want, but the train's... Entering the station is going to stop. It's over.
So
much I can do.
So since you brought it up, the lame duck factor enters.
Lame duck.
But you're going to have a capacity with the team. At least that's what I read after the new ownership takes
place. My capacity will turn to incapacity.
Okay, that's the way you look at it. All right.
Some people view it as incapacity currently. So.
and who knows that it just might be the year that they go back to the Super Bowl.
Oh. And would you love to make an appearance on the sideline before the Super Bowl in Houston with your Ravens? Would that not be?
Yeah, would I? See, Mike,
trust me, it's otherworldly. It would be.
You're digging this lame duck thing, aren't you? I mean, are you
enjoying
it?
I'm not digging it. No.
You're not digging it?
No.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do after it's...
Well, dealing with it. He's had hats made.
I'm dealing with it. Yeah, that's
you're
a good
dealing
way
with it.
Put
so
it.
Are you going to?
We have to deal with it.
You're going to maintain some capacity with the Ravens.
I'll be a consultant.
You'll be a consultant.
Consultant.
Would you entertain offers from other teams?
Hey, Mike.
Said, you know,
Mike,
I think I would have to.
Of course, he would.
I've never been interrupted more. When
I just wanted.
Here's
the thing.
This is like I'm talking to somebody's girlfriend.
Now, Mike, all I wanted to say was, turn your head for a second, please.
Yeah. Which way?
And take your headphones off for a second. then you'll hear
you.
Right.
Anyway, okay, you can say whatever you please.
He's got like a parachute worth a gazillion dollars.
Really?
Yeah. He don't have to go find another job, I don't think.
But as you've now experienced, is nothing quite like that Super Bowl trophy.
No, there is not.
Do you trade the parachute for the trophy?
Me? Yeah. Oh, you bet.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you don't even think about it.
Are you going to kick back a little bit after it's over, though, seriously?
I suspect I'll chill for a little while, but, you know, I think I'll get bored. I've worked for a long time, 25 years straight. I haven't gone to college, and so I figure, you know, at some point something will come along.
And then imagine one day, there you are, you're sitting at your desk at the Jacksonville Jaguars. You have that same thing with the, you know, you can call me at my desk anytime, and it's me. It's, you know, the dick.
And you're looking for a position in the organization.
Or looking just for a trip down there to see what's doing.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen, seriously, in all the time I've worked with you, I've never seen you enjoy anything more.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding you. And I've seen, we've had a lot of great moments on this show, stuff that's come our way because of the show, but I've never seen him,
I suspect,
more giddy, and I thank you for that.
And I wasn't kidding with you.
It's been easy to live with the last few weeks.
You know, when I chatted with you guys on the radio last, you know, the look on his face, he really does enjoy it, and that's what it's all about for me. I love it when people enjoy, you know,
absolutely
the innocence of it all. It's a cool thing.
It's a boyish innocence.
So what you have,
you guys are all right.
I think what you have is SCS, Santa Claus syndrome.
That he just enjoys giving.
You enjoy sitting on your chair. You know, you might as well have the red suit on, looking at all the subjects, looking at all the people. You know,
the children,
girlfriend and children,
happy kids.
But I mean, you know, the people like me, the hangers-on, the people who are there just because of your dingleberries. You can look at us and go, look at, you know, in your head. I imagine you look at me and you go, look at that schmuck. Do you know right now if I told him to take off his shirt, run outside, scream that he wants to F. Ray Lewis, and come back in here, that he would do it?
I've never had anyone lust after my dingleberry before. But normally everyone wants to eschew those.
Yeah,
an astonishing admission on your part, I have to admit.
Now that I think about you and I fantasize, not only could I be friends with Dave Modell, but I could also be friends with this guy, Charles Martin Smith.
That's the guy that's been in all those movies as a character actor.
That's the guy you look like.
I'm hurt.
So this weekend, and now you really do have to leave.
I know. You guys have to do a program, so I can't stay for another hour. It's going to be fun for me. What the hell?
This weekend, the Ravens win this game.
Oh, good.
I said this last week.
Don't call. Yeah, but not with me here.
Okay. All right,
he's superstitious.
Do you know that I'm now getting mail from places where your radio station is heard across the country, that the other folks who are turning into Ravens fans? I got a piece of mail from someone in California.
There you go.
I don't know where it is in California.
Sacramento.
It's to California. Nice guy. He's probably listening now. He sent me a really nice note. And he said, you know, I love hearing you on Don and Mike, and I'm now a Ravens fan.
Cool.
Yeah, baby.
There
so, way to go.
Excellent.
Who is America's team?
I am,
team?
Too.
Who is America's team?
It's the only game I checked last weekend.
Who is America's team?
The Baltimore Ravens.
That would be my belief.
Yeah. There you go.
Dave, here's what I want to say to you.
I have no problem.
Bye-bye. You want to say get out?
No.
I do. Something like that.
But I'm going to tell you that as we do the show now, it's 3:22 East Coast. It's 12:22 on the West Coast.
Yes.
If you leave in 30 seconds, you will leave at 23 past the hour, and that, of course, is 7 minutes until the bottom of the hour.
All right, there's
There's
the digital, Dave.
Bye. Because I know it's 7. I know 7's the number.
Very nice meeting you.
It was a pleasure to meet you finally as well.
Thank you.
Way to go.
It's good. It's a good guy.
Yeah, it's a great guy.
It's an embarrassing way for me to start this show today.
Hey, but it's Baltimore. We're in Baltimore.
Yeah, why not?
Be more Baltimore. I mean, I'm happy he came, but I'm just such a faggot. I really am. I'm not happy about the way that I act.
I understand.
But it does make me so happy.
Is my microphone all right? I didn't want to ask while Dave was here. It just feels like it's not right.
No, it's fine. It's perfect.
It feels like it's not loud enough.
No, it's perfect.
I feel like I'm having the show.
No, you're not having the show at all.
I really do.
Now you're doing the whispering thing.
Well, because I don't think my microphone's turned on.
Mike, can I make you happy?
Yeah, what's up?
Turn around. Look, they got all the people out there. They got rid of them all.
Oh, that's great. Well, that wasn't my
And when opinion. I say got rid of them all, I mean they executed all of them.
That's good.
Okay, now stop it. Come on, stop it.
I'm sorry.
I'm already weirded out.
I feel like I can hear my voice in my own ears, which is killing me with these headphones.
These are different microphones. I'm already... What are you doing now? That one's not turned on. Hold on. There you go.
How's
turn me on, dead man.
There we go. I'm happy now.
So that's the one you like?
Yeah, that's much better.
All right.
That's the one I should be using.
I feel like a jagoff that the guy comes in here.
Right.
You know, my new rich friend who is not really my friend, and I know that, and he knows
that. He is as nice as you've described him. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. He's a really good guy.
Down to earth.
And it is a once-in-a-lifetime thrill. So I'll be there. Let's go Ravens this weekend. We're here.
here at Live 105.7, and there are people that are going to come in here shortly and tell us what they would do to win one of two keys for the Jeep that we're giving away.
Wow.
The Jeep.
It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep and Fairfax Circle comes equipped with high back bucket seats. And I like four-wheel disc brakes.
He glass, brought it.
3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer preferred packages, 2 TV and 26 feet. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. Now back to you, Dave Modell.
Yeah. Hey, how about that?
Professional.
That?
Cool.
How about that?
I can go on the road, and thanks to my good friend who brought this for me, Mr. Spielak or so.
That's the Jeep we're giving away next Friday. We'll have two keys to give away today to two people who listen to Live 105 when they come in and tell us what it is that that they would do.
Wow.
My good friend Rob Spielak, I got to tell you, I have something, you know, I got, obviously, hi, you listen every day. I got a million things wrong with me. But I've got this thing. I'm shy, but I have something beyond being shy. Like arriving here today at this building. Here's the deal. It's a regular office building.
Mm-hmm. Nice one.
It's a boring colonial bank type leg mason building.
It looks nothing like a radio station building. Not usually.
Nothing. But I know as I'm driving up in front of it that I'm going to have to look at the thing up front and see what floor the station's on. Then come up through to the doors and at some point stand in front of the receptionist and say, "Hi, I'm the DJ."
Mm-hmm.
And then stand there and wish for a second.
I really wish you'd adopt the Phil Hartman strategy when you were there. Hello, you might remember me.
I
might be known as a famous radio personality.
I'm out of my freaking mind, scared of this. So
right.
as I'm pulling up, I call who else?
Right.
Rob.
To walk you in.
And I'm not proud to tell you this, and it's not being a prima donna, and it's not that I don't want to meet anybody.
Right.
Although I don't want to meet anybody, it's just I want to come in and do the show.
They made our arrival great, though, don't you think? Wouldn't we rather have that?
Which also, though, even though that's
freaks
so nice,
you out.
Made me feel weirder. Like
I know.
There was the guy down there, they had a parking spot at the garage, and they had a sign that,
right.
that
they had a little, like, hyperactive boy, man boy that met me down at the bar.
Very helpful Brian.
And he was just so out of his mind and did a great job.
Yeah. Here's what the boy did with me. I saw where you had parked, and I said to the guy, "I'm going to park by where Mike parked." And he went, "Okay." And then they had signs coming down from whatever the steam valves or whatever they are in the ceiling of this parking garage. And what he was doing, he was moving all of the signs out of the way so that they wouldn't accidentally brush against.
Yeah, because they brushed on my car.
The top of my car.
What's great about him, he had learned from his mistake.
That's nice.
And he did that. And my young man boy, what was his name?
Brian.
Brian drew me a bath, actually, before the show.
Yeah.
Which I found very relaxing. And he was so nice that I just asked him to slip on in with me.
Here's the thing. You just can't win with me, because if we came up here and nobody cared, I'd bitch and
be
bitch
hurt.
And complain.
You'd be
right.
hurt.
We come up here and they make a big deal about it. They got the signs up. They got the balloons up.
Mm-hmm.
They got the guys without the lunch. They got to stop their show early so they can set up all of our junk in here.
If you stay at this business a long enough period of time, you realize that you're a schlub. And so it becomes uncomfortable when you're treated like a non-schlub.
But it's true.
Nice also.
Yeah, it is.
And
nice.
And also it's awkward. This is good awkward though.
Yeah, it
the
is.
The fact that as we broadcast now within sightlines, I see disc jockeys from competing radio stations that are owned by the same company.
Very, very strange.
I mean, how are you supposed to hate the lady on Mix 106 if you got to stand here and look at her for 4 hours and think, man, I wonder what her
we're with you.
You wonder if it's a landing strip?
Her favorite color?
Well, just wondering what she might look like.
Naked?
Dude.
Yeah.
He can't work under those circumstances.
I'm guessing handsome. Let me tell you, good.
Yeah, I know. I think we're all in agreement on that one, Buzz. It's just it would make for awkward because she's the enemy.
Where's the other?
Not my enemy.
Where's the other one? The assistant production person thing. Where's
the one who's not really an intern?
Yeah.
That says she's an intern.
She's in the other room.
There she is. Hi.
She's in the other
What's
room.
What's your name?
Yeah, Mrs. Mike O'Mara.
What? Wait. Yeah. Yell it. What is it?
Renee.
Don't walk.
And Renee, are you an intern?
Did you just say don't
did.
Walk away?
I did. That
don't walk away, Renee.
Renee. Yeah. Are you a production assistant?
No.
Are you an intern?
No.
Are you a disc jockey?
No.
Are you attracted to Mike? Are you attracted to Mike? Are you attracted to Mike?
She's not answering. No, I know immediately.
I know. Come here.
There's nothing there. It's a compliment. No, there's nothing there. You know, this is payback for Dave Modell.
Are you attracted to Mike?
You can answer honestly. I'm not going to be hurt. I can take
you've
it.
You've lost a lot of weight. You look great.
Thank you. That's a no. I know. I can interpret that. I've been out there. I've been out there.
Now, let me just say this. Out of the men in this room, and right now we have Buzz and me.
Right.
Say, I know you're dying to jump in my pants.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, and of course, Rob, who you've been visually undressing.
Rob can't even look up. Rob is having trouble looking up right now. Look at her, Rob. Yeah. Rob, look at her. Stare at her. He can't do it without mugging, and he's getting red in the
cheeks. If you had to pick one guy in this room,
I have to go with Rob.
There you go.
Yeah, I can tell.
Hey, Rob, high five, man.
Magic.
Yeah.
Thank
way
you.
To go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Renee.
How long you been a lesbian, honey? You married?
Oh, whoa.
You married?
Whoa, look at that.
Jesus.
Whoa. How long you been married?
8 months.
8 months?
8 months too long.
Well, how many carrots are we talking about there? And you know the answer. Don't play coy. You know the answer.
11.
11 carrots. Jeez. So you're married to, a rich guy?
Not really.
He sold his soul to the devil to get the ring?
Maybe it's
what?
He straightens teeth.
He's an orthodontist?
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you know, that's, I mean, if you have the right practice.
He's a little older than me.
Really?
Maybe.
How many years older?
15.
Rock and roll. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mike.
God bless him.
As you were busting my balls before, now we're in Mike's wheelhouse. I guess this is like when Mike goes to a bar at night.
This is how it works.
Now you're getting Mike the alley cat.
Don't let any of your wives see that ring.
Oh, you're
yeah,
right.
My God,
yeah.
Wow.
Focus on the main thing here. She chose me.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
She'd have sex with
Rob. Congratulations.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah. Can we just
go to break?
Can we take a moment and just think about that? Hold on, will you just come back for a second?
Renee?
Can I tell you something about Rob? He's my best buddy. Do you like hairy backs?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
I can wax.
Yeah.
I have.
Hey,
what, Renee, can we ask you, since you chose Rob to sleep with more than anybody else, what is it about Rob that attracted you? Is there any one specific thing? His personality. Okay.
He's a shy guy over here.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to talk to him, and he kind of cowered away.
Yeah, I was shy.
He's very shy?
I was shy.
But now he's not. See, now he's wide open.
Now I'm on the radio.
What's that?
He smells good.
He smells mm-hmm.
There you go.
He always does.
There you go.
She knows how to play the game.
Yeah, she's coming back over here. But, Rob, no matter if she ended up with you or with me,
right.
You know what the bottom line is?
What?
Spousal abuse.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Spousal abuse.
Oh, dear God.
It would happen. And if,
dear God.
And if we had a child, guaranteed. Yeah. Gold medalist in the Special Olympics.
Oh, God. Wow.
A gold freaking medalist.
Wow. What a great first segment this has been.
Welcome.
Look at this. And now we're all...
And let me leave you... What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Renee.
Oh, that's right. Walk away, Renee.
Walk away, Renee.
Let me leave you with this, and you can pass this on to friends and family. What's better than winning a medal at the Special Olympics?
Oh, no. Not this terrible, horrible joke.
You know, I heard that the other day.
Not being retarded.
It's just...
Yeah.
They're out of control. A woman comes into the studio, and they go, Buzz, they go out of control.
You'll read it in my Christmas card.
That's in your card.
They're showing off.
That's great.
Frida and Bart and myself and the dogs wearing all the Santa hats. And you're going to see
that. Joke on the bottom page.
You're going to see that.
Wow.
Listen, I have to compensate, because for the first 15 minutes, I was like some teenage girl
I know.
Meeting Britney Spears.
You have to get back to the shocking nature of the broadcast.
Yeah. Shocking.
Shocking.
Really? Really. Okay. Well, unless you just want to stand there and have us visually undress you.
Which is fine.
Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, just give us a minute.
All the time.
Pardon me?
Steve and Miles do it all the time.
Are those the guys that you like, the guys in the midday?
Yeah, right. They're the guys that add to lunch.
Well, they have good taste. They have very good taste. Mm-hmm.
All right. It was very, very nice meeting you. That
Renee.
Renee.
Married Renee. Married Renee. Buzzkill.
Station whore.
Oh, stop it. Oh, now behave. Nice. She's going to come back in here.
Her husband can't
look
for her.
Look at that.
Gave you
she's
finger.
Flipping you off
yeah.
over there.
Right. Yeah, I know what that means. Meet you at one. You got it. Now, we're set up.
You're
Charlie.
Back. You know that thing about the first 15 minutes?
Yeah.
You're taking care of that.
You're back.
So, Charlie, just to go to break, I just say we go to break. There's no pointing. There's no finger pushing. There's no nothing. Okay, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Becoming a father, huh?
Yeah.
We've been waiting over 3 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How about you?
About a month.
A month? That's all?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality. I guess that greased the wheels a little.
Bill's a plumber.
Hey, my name's Bill, too. Well, we have a lot in common. Yeah, sure we do.
They love to get festive. Don and Mike.
Yeah. We're live in Baltimore.
Hello, Baltimore.
Hi. WXYV. They don't call it that. Live 105.
Are you not supposed to call it that?
We don't know, but it's funny to refer to it as radio station WXYV.
WXYV.
Well, it used to be like hip-hop or something like that.
Yep.
Joe, you know I'm up on AOL, so just send me those IMs anytime.
Did you catch Joe saying anything bad?
No, this is how we're going to work this with the telephones. I was going to start to explain this, and then Modell walked in.
Okay.
Okay. The 877 numbers, mm-hmm. the national numbers that we fought and blood and sweat and tears for years to get them, the digital numbers right. that can be transferred from one location to another location
yes.
at a moment's notice.
Right. Working out.
Well, it didn't work out.
Boo.
It didn't work out. So, to answer telephone calls nationwide on our toll-free number...
Someone will have to run down to a van?
Here's the intricate system that we have. Somebody, I'm guessing, besides Joe... Who is it? Hefe? Someone back at the station. God, I pray it's Alex. And nobody else.
Alex is down in a van by the river.
You know, Cole, that wouldn't be a bad choice either to screen the call. You just get somebody back there. Okay, so you got the person answering the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put it on hold, mm-hmm. and Joe decides whether what he sees on the screen is worthy.
Right.
This is the first crack of the armor, because Joe's being put in a position of deciding if a call is good or not, having not even spoken to the person himself. Right. And, you know, with Joe, it's 50-50 most times anyway.
Well, it's really what amuses Joe.
So now Joe gets the filtered message that the person wants to
right.
say, and if Joe thinks it's a call that is airworthy, he will instant message me,
right.
and then I will say, Joe, go to line number 7. What a pain in the ass that is. Or you can just, and I know it's long distance from around the country, but, you know, what can I say?
We're worth it.
TTs. 410-481-1057.
Very good.
What, Robbie?
Could they call collect?
You know, the system we have set up here is simple as radar.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever... I'm not talking about Radar O'Reilly, but I'm talking if you've ever been in NASA.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very similar setup. Now, let me see. We'll go to the local lines.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Welcome to Baltimore.
Hey, well, here we are. Okay, so
it's so nice to be up here in the city.
The local lines, they do work.
Yeah.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
You said when you were kissing Modell's ass after he left, you said you were really, really happy you came.
I said what?
You were really happy that he came.
Oh, and he did.
Yeah.
All right.
He did. He was just here a moment ago.
I don't know. I don't know if that was not implied or not. It's a race, as always, with Mo.
Well, I was over here next to him, and I can say that I was glad he came.
It's a race, and I won.
Right.
I'm undefeated. Every time we've played that game, I've won. Here's who's here for the contest thus far today. The reason that we're here, to get people coming in to play for the keys, we've got a guy named Blair, who's going to eat goldfish. A guy named Rob, who's going to hang a blue crab on his nutsack.
Right.
Ooh, ouch. Then we have Steve, who's going to eat a jar of instant coffee.
Yee.
And
oh, man.
And Mike, who's going to eat dog food with his dog who's here. We always like the dogs. So
right.
The other people who have said they're coming down, we've not heard back from them. They're en route, whatever the deal is.
Well, I'm looking forward to that blue crab.
So stand by, hanging from the guy's
sack. Yeah, anything that involves seeing a guy's sack.
However, as always, our doors are open here in convenient Towson, Maryland. And I had forgotten what a lovely stretch of the woods Towson, Maryland is.
You doubted me yesterday.
Yeah.
You really, you insulted me yesterday, and I don't think you even knew
in front of a reporter.
When you were sitting there and I said, yeah, that's north of Baltimore. It's not in Baltimore, it's north of Baltimore.
Yeah.
And you said, Charlie, where is that? You didn't even acknowledge one way or the other. You said, Charlie, where is that? That's not north of... And I just sat over there, and then I knew, and then I got the call from you today where you told me I was right.
Yeah, and that was the cavalier side of me yesterday.
Yes.
Saying, well, now,
if Dave Modell,
my dear chap,
if Dave Modell had told you it was north of Baltimore, you'd agree with him.
Yeah, my dear friend, I've been to Baltimore now.
Pardon me for showing my green-eyed monster.
Let me say that I've been here within the last week.
I understand.
So of course I assume that I'm like Old Yeller, that as soon as I see something I know it, and I saw the sign that says 695 Towns. Oh, let me explain.
And I think you should go north through the McHenry Tunnel, but on the way back, I'm not sure how. It's looking south of
the radio station that we're at, even though it's in Baltimore, it's a Baltimore station. It ain't in Baltimore. It's very close to being in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's way out in the middle of nowhere.
It's north of the city of Baltimore. It's a convenient drive into downtown where you can go see your Ravens play or your Orioles, but of course no one can see Cal no more.
And if my wife happens to be listening today, I know she's working, I'll tell you exactly how I remembered how far away Towson, Maryland is.
Ow.
Because it's where, and I'm going to not use her real name, but Frieda will know who I'm talking about, it's where Sandy Sue lived.
Sandy Sue.
Sandy Sue.
Sandy Sue, how do you do?
Sandy Sue is a girl that I met and was dating when I met my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, the very first time I met Sandy Sue,
Sandy Sue,
she was sitting on my lap.
Oh, really?
At a dinner party where there were some beverages that had been exchanged.
Was it a public place?
Yeah, it was a public place, but I was very handsy with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
Sandy Sue?
Sandy Sue. Not her real name. That's right. The name that Frieda gave her. Anyway, she lived in Towson, so I was working nights in D.C., and I would get done work at 10 o'clock.
You'd drive up to Towson?
I would drive all the way to Towson.
Wow.
Just to get some...
Oh, the power of P.
Just to get some...
Oh, the great tractor beam power of P.
Just to get some sugar.
The drive 100 miles power of real quality P.
And every once in a while, my wife will bring up her name. She'll just say, remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we met?
Mm-hmm.
You were sitting there and your hands were all over Sandy Sue.
What mountain a man won't climb, what river a man won't forge for a nice... fresh pea.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, I'll have you know that I've sent the flowers every week. I know that they come anonymous to Sandy Sue's grave, to her shallow grave.
Her shallow grave,
oh, dear.
Her shallow grave inscribed with those memorable words, she just wouldn't listen. There you go.
And now on to Frieda. So anyway, that's how I remember where we are, Towson, Maryland. I remember it was. She used to say to me, it's just in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
You know, because Washington and Baltimore are about...
To make it sound closer.
You know, yeah, 35, 40 miles apart.
Yeah, about 40 miles apart. 35 miles apart.
She'd say, it's just in Baltimore. I remember driving up here and thinking, wow, man, this is a long freaking haul. Yeah.
I do have a technical Baltimore question, because we got a set of directions on how to get up here where you could take the Baltimore Beltway or you could go right through the city in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I took the McHenry Tunnel, and I think I had the shortest trip.
Yeah, maybe.
Took me 2.5 hours to get it.
I'm taking the Modell Whirlybird home today.
he's letting you have his chopper?
The helicopter.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I want to share a moment with you during the break. Buzz and I were downstairs just on the ground floor, stepping out the back of the building.
Fresh air.
Just getting some air.
We need the fresh air break.
Getting some fresh air. And guy walks up. First guy drives by in a pickup truck, truck.
Why is that a secret?
No, it's not. It's not. No,
I do that for Buzz. I had a cigarette. Buzz enjoyed some air.
We both had a
smoke. I didn't know that we were still...
Yeah, no, the coughing was my fresh air joke.
And so this pickup truck goes by, says hi to me before Buzz gets down there, and then a guy walks around the corner and says, hey, how are you? I recognize the voice. I love you guys. Great show.
Mm-hmm.
And I shook his hand, and then he says, and who's this? I said, this is Buzz. He says... Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa! Buzz!
Yeah.
And I'm standing there, and as I stood there, my penis actually retracted inside my body. It was a special moment. What? Do you ever notice how Buzz gets that reaction wherever we go?
Do I? Yeah. I see it everywhere.
I don't know. It's just a little discouraging.
Even, and I'll give you this. I'm sure that Buzz would get off...
any chance I get.
Let me rephrase that.
Why does the show have such gay undertones today?
Buzz would get off the rap that if anybody around here really wanted to paint us in today, it's that we came into this building where there are 5 radio stations and over 100 employees, and we immediately went back to the office that they were nice enough to give us.
And sat within like 6 inches of one another.
And closed the door.
Right.
And we, you know, for God's sake, here comes the gay thing again. Mm-hmm. We could have pulled down our pants and had a circle J in there.
Yeah, and they would have left us alone.
That it was just us just sitting back there. Now, we could have been out. We could have been saying hello to people.
Right.
But my point in all this is, I'm sure that people around the station said, do you know that Don and Mike, do you know that they went in that office and that they didn't even come out? They just went in there, and Rob was there. Rob's like them. He was in there, and so is Charlie. And Buzz was in there, but I bet that they made Buzz go in there.
Right.
I bet Buzz wanted to come
out. Buzz wanted to come out and socialize, but those guys, they just sat back there. And I walked by him, and Mike was eating a lot. I have to tell you.
You're
I'm
hungry.
No, really. You guys were there. I am very uncomfortable right now. I didn't think.
No S.
I swear to God, Buzz, we came up those stairs.
Hey, Mike.
I feel like I'm in a barf.
In the words of Randy Rhoads. Deli platter.
Deli platter.
Deli platter.
And all the rolls. And then how about, did you see the carbs catch up to my diet?
Yeah.
Where I'm eating all the protein, and then finally I just succumb to the carbs, and I have one little pita wrap. And then I decide to dive into the cookies. And I'm feeling fatter than I've ever felt.
And the chips.
The chips had some chips, too.
And the chips. But don't forget your pusher back there.
Yeah.
Fatso Broyhill.
Nobody likes me to eat more than Charlie.
It entertains him.
It's because he's getting fat, too.
Yeah, well, Charlie ate the full carbohydrate count there, but then I caught up to him. You know, many of the Napoleons that were just ducky.
Great food.
But I feel really
what's
ill.
What's a Napoleon?
It's a cookie.
Oh, you mean the dessert tray.
Yes. Yeah.
You want to know what a Napoleon is? A Napoleon is very flaky pastry crust topped off with white icing and chocolate swirl icing, and in between is delicious sugary whipped cream. It's creme fraiche. Yes. You ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut? Man, that's good.
How much of that tray do you think is left, Robbie?
I don't know.
I ate the insides of, I think, 11 sandwiches. Charlie, I'm not exactly exaggerating.
Charlie's going to get the tray now.
I think I ate the insides of 11 sandwiches, ate one sandwich in its entirety, had a couple of handfuls of chips, and then I ate 4 of the mini Napoleons and 2 white chocolate chip cookies.
That's fine.
I'm not. Something happened to me. I mean, I usually I'm really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Today I got up here and it was the drive. It was the excitement of being up here, and I ate more than I've eaten.
The excitement of Towson. Good thing you don't live in Towson. Otherwise, right. You'd be like, who's that guy that we had on the phone? Hambone.
Yeah.
You'd be like Hambone.
Well, I came in and I was thinking about was food. And I came in.
Now, they brought in food for...
beautiful.
I believe they brought in food for 5. Food for
I can't
five
even look at that right now.
Food for 5 or 6 people.
This is a Napoleon.
Let me see it.
This is a Napoleon right here.
Oh, all right. That's a little, like a finger food.
Rob?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Please?
No, thank you.
You should, Rob, you didn't eat anything.
I did. I had a couple sandwiches.
Would you like a Napoleon? Come on, just show Don.
No.
Rob, you don't do it anymore. It gives him so much pleasure, and it gives me even more pleasure. Just, I mean, it's a tiny thing, and it's not...
It gives my pleasure.
You know, he didn't just say it wasn't a big thing that he ate, but he ate it in such a way.
That's gay too.
That
you stop
good.
And think about it, that's very gay.
That's very gay.
That you enjoy watching Rob take a small piece of finger food and put it into his mouth.
Right.
Charlie, let me do the count here.
It is wonderful.
It's wonderful. It's delicious.
It's all good.
Okay, so
Charlie, how many did you eat? Because you could count them because you didn't have as many as I did.
Sandwiches?
Sandwiches.
Two.
Two. Buzz had one.
Yeah, I had pasta, too.
That would leave... I think I had 11.
I think there are more than 11, though.
That I ate more than 11?
Look at the tray.
Well, you know, we could do the math. We could find out how many sandwiches...
No. Don't get the trash can.
Tray?
I don't want to go through Mike's trash.
Yeah, it looks like somebody, a raccoon, tipped over a garbage
anyway,
can.
Thank you for the food. Everybody appreciated
it. Yeah, we should give them a plug because it really was great chicken salad.
There's a card on the...
You would know. You should do the plug.
What's the company? What's the company that provided the deli platter?
No.
It was so... did you try the pita wrap?
No.
Oh, I don't want to touch it.
Man.
I don't want to because I'll eat it again.
Why am I holding the food, though? I just wanted to give a survey here.
Uh-huh.
Yank it.
No. Yankit wishes they could get that kind of quality.
Enjoy that. Well, anyway, it was very nice with the food and with the people. It was nice saying hi to the people that we're not allowed to say hi to.
Right.
So I just want to say hi to the people.
Yeah, and including one person who we're not allowed to say hi to who could not have been sweeter and was nice.
Absolutely. See if you can read through the lines on that one. Listen, we're at a radio station. We're doing a radio show. Mm-hmm. And yes,
girls all over here.
And I want to just clarify something that yesterday. Oh, thanks, Rob. Hold on. Here we go. It comes from G&G Creative Catering.
They were creative.
Boxed lunches to the main event. That's it.
They creatively filled my belly.
They did.
That's right. And now I got a turtle head poking out. I do. I'm going to have to take a break somewhere during the show.
And I tell you, one
I could
weird...
take it right now.
One weird thing about being here is that in the building that we're in at JFK, we share space with a mortgage title company.
Right.
And frankly, I believe it's just a money laundering business. I've never seen anyone actually do any of the stuff that they say.
Right.
And we have a bathroom which is kind of exclusively our bathroom.
Yeah, especially when we're on the air, because their business kind of slows down.
It's a radio station business that's shared with a realty business.
Uh-huh.
Well, here they share the office space with Leg Mason.
Mm-hmm.
So I go down the hall to take a leak before the show, mm-hmm. and there are guys coming in, you know, regular guys with Joe Jobs, guys with and this is a move that always pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
You're standing at the urinal, you're doing your business, guy comes over, goes, "How you doing?" And I think he's like, "Joey," I go, "How are you doing?" And he doesn't give me the funny "how you doing" back.
No.
And he makes this move with his tie, flips the tie over his right shoulder.
Uh-huh.
You know, because your thing is so big that you might accidentally get urine on your tie.
Sure, sure. Yeah, it's resting on it.
Yeah, not a chance. But and then the guy strikes the pose after he throws the tie over his shoulder. He's standing like Superman.
He's got his hands on his hips?
He's got his hands on his hips, and it's like, no, you know, look, what he's saying, what is unsaid from the Leg Mason guy is, look, this
Jim Cap is weighting it down because of its incredible girth.
I don't have to touch it. It goes right into the urinal cake. Uh-huh. Look at that. And look, and no pee on my tie.
And, of course, now you got to deal with all those investment banker BMs all day. You know. Those are like lots of steak. They eat rich food. Yeah.
Right. I imagine when the stock market has a bad day.
Oh, it's just
you
in
know,
there.
The plumber has to be the first guy
you
that's called to this
here.
Building.
Right. Somebody's got a chocolate syrup shotgun in there.
But Mike, I want to mention yesterday late in the show when Buzz was doing the news, I said I was on this radio website,
right?
And we talked briefly about the disc jockey that was fired,
right?
That the guy and
so there's no Santa Claus,
right? Now, in the way that the story was originally presented yesterday on this website, is that the guy was doing a show,
right?
And was like a news and information show, and in the middle of it said, you know, we've lost the meaning of Christmas,
mm-hmm.
the spirit of Christmas, that it's so commercialized. Well, there's not even a Santa Claus.
Yes,
and that's how it was explained.
Right.
Well, when I got home last night,
right,
I had no less than 4 or 5 emails from friends in and out of the business telling me what a dope I am, that I should have looked into that if I had clicked on
like what he really said.
Yeah, but the thing is, on this site InsideRadio.com, they have a headline of a story, and then you click on the headline, and it says you have to subscribe to get the story.
And you don't log in?
No, and I don't want to pay for that.
Yeah,
right.
Boston Herald does the same thing.
So
it's a pain in the ass.
So here's what the guy did. This is, now this does deserve to be spotlighted. Dumb DJs.
Mm.
WBAB 102.3 FM, Long Island. The format of the station is Top 40.
Mm-hmm.
It's a station that is... You know, the guy's got balls, I'll say this. It's a station that's formatted for one of those, everybody can listen, mom can listen to the
car. It's the station everybody can agree on, even the boss.
So, this is now not only the disc jockey, but the program director who are both in trouble.
Mm.
Because, for 3 days, they promoted that families, and especially children, should be listening to the Roger and JP show.
Oh, no.
yesterday morning at 7:20.
Uh-oh, no.
So they're on a station that already plays this bad music where, you know, the disc jockeys appear to be irreverent, right. But they're not really, and it's, you know, the mom listens and goes, oh, they're crazy, and the kids listen because they play Britney Spears. So for 3 days in a row, they say, we have a major Christmas announcement, and we want to make sure all the kiddies are listening. Wednesday morning at 7:20.
Yeah, the prime listening moment, 7:20.
Yeah,
that's when all the kids are up.
Right. So yesterday morning at 7:20, our Don and Mike disc jockey of the week, John Parise of Roger and JP, 7:20 a.m., informed listeners that Santa is their mom and dad.
Oh, God.
The calls started pouring in instantly, including a woman named Christine Perillo, who had the radio turned on as she and her two daughters, aged 8 and 6, were eating breakfast.
Those are my ages, my daughters.
We thought it was a concert geared for kids. They'd been running commercials for 3 days. They were all excited. I was excited, too. Oh. That is, until she heard the disc jockey urging the children to search for their gifts at home, and then urging children to explain how one man could possibly deliver gifts around the world.
Wow. So that's why he got canned.
So the guy really freaking goes all the way with it. The woman's daughter, one of these women who complained,
right.
Quoted in the newspaper, says that her daughter turned to her and said, I knew it was you.
Mm-hmm.
The other child, Desiree, said, Mommy can buy gifts when I'm at school.
God.
Then the mom says, why would you want to tell kids to listen to the radio to tell them that there's no Santa? It's cruel. The program director, who incidentally okayed the bit.
Yeah, always.
The program director.
Behind a great dumb DJ is always a great program director.
The program director said he reviews the content of all shows before the air. We may not agree with everything, but we support the right to free speech, even if it causes some controversy.
So the fact is, the guy lost his job because they were spotlighting him for a kiddie segment.
Yeah.
And that's when he decided that he must have had a bad night night before. Wow.
They made him donate $1,000 to charity.
But he kept his job?
And I think he still is keeping his job.
Plan.
And I think that's stupid DJ behavior at its best.
Absolutely.
Now that I know the entire story, wow, that's pretty great.
Absolutely.
That's so stupid great. Hey, kids, it's Monday, and I know you're excited about Christmas. Make sure you are listening on Wednesday morning at 7:20.
Here's the deal, kids. It really works this way, that your mom and your dad are your Santa.
And this is the part that I love, is where the guy gets back. The guy gets into it and says, now, stop and think about it. Children, search for your gifts at home. Children, think about this possibility. How could one man actually
seriously
give everybody in the world?
He's seriously doing the analysis as they're sitting in their cars sobbing.
Presents on one night. Oh, how great is that?
Mm-hmm.
How great is that?
Wow.
Oh, and the program director, did I mention his name? It was John Parise.
Smokey Rivers?
No, Jeremy Coleman.
There it is.
Jeremy Coleman is the program director that they mentioned. All right, we're going to break, and Charles, the people are here, right? And Mike, I'm being a pro right now.
Yeah. You are. No, you're not. You're not being a pro because they watch your eyes. It's funny to watch your eyes.
Yeah, but I'm being a pro.
I'm not saying it. Hey, have I said anything?
No, you've not said anything.
Have I said a word?
No, you haven't.
Have I?
Nah, but.
As Buzz?
No, but.
As Rob?
About what?
There you go. See?
See, this is another awkward thing when you go to a radio station.
I know.
That they have a bunch of hot, I guess, the station cheerleader girls.
I don't know who they are.
They're dressed like Santa Claus.
I haven't even looked at them.
I saw one of them outside when I was walking in today.
Right.
Are they account executives?
Wow.
Oh, they're account executives.
They're chatting out there.
Yeah, they are.
Now they don't. It appears to. Do they know that we're talking about?
Yeah, maybe they're listening like on the delay, on the 15th.
That's what I'm thinking.
Delay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
See, they have a cake.
They have a cake.
So now they have to come in.
What's the cake?
Bring it. Okay, let's do. Let's just do it.
Yeah,
get it over.
Yeah,
with.
Because
it's all we're going to think about.
How come there are no shades? But who wants them now?
Yeah.
Shades? You mean sunglasses?
Cool shades.
We're in a studio that looks right out on the
lobby.
The business office.
All right, bring them in.
All right.
Because it's, We are too easily distracted.
Well, how do you not get distracted by that? It's a bunch of, like, hot women in Santa suits.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, come on now, girl.
With cake and something. I'm like, we're going in.
There we go.
Whee!
All right.
Santa's helper is wearing the low-rise pants.
This is the magic of being at Live 105.
We are very happy to be here in Baltimore today.
There we go. Bring him in. Because then we got to start the contest, and Big Don's coming in today.
Right. And, everybody be polite.
Here we go.
Well, hello. Well, hello.
Hi,
hello. One, two, three, four.
Hi, girls. Hi there.
Four. And a gift for you, Don.
Well, Mike.
And a gift for me.
And a gift for Mike.
Oh, wow. Wow, mine's heavy. And for Buzz.
Everybody got some nice boost. Girls, hi. Who are you, girls? Who are you?
We are the Bod Squad.
The Bod Squad? The Where are you squad. From, Bod Squad?
Yes,
they are. Santa's little helpers. Turn my microphone.
I'm trying to turn up their microphone, Michael.
All right.
I'm trying to do a lot over here.
I know. Trying to be a pro.
Trying
like me.
Here. Trying to be a pro. So, girls, the station hires you to go wear those skimpy suits and go out and say Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, there's only one real way to say Merry Christmas. I'm sorry.
You have to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Really?
What if the person is a Jew? Do you have Hanukkah girls? Do you have Kwanzaa girls?
Do you celebrate? Do you go around to the different Jewish disc jockeys and present them with eight gifts on the days? That should be done. How old are you girls?
Okay, hold on. Let's play.
Because I mean, I'm just thinking IDs ought to be checked here.
Let's guess which one is 16. Right. Let's guess which one is 16. Which one? Okay, or. Which one?
I'd say all four.
Okay. They look young, but this is a real game now.
With these, all right.
There's four Santa girls here, four of them from Live 105. Have any of them not had their hymens broken yet?
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. Do you think they're all virgins?
You know, some of the girls were shocked by that. They were?
I guarantee they're not. I guarantee they're not virgins. And you don't have to give your names. No one knows who you are, Santa girl.
We will not identify you. Are there any... All right, here's a great game, and this takes totally the pressure off, all right? Will all non-virgins in this studio raise their hands?
Okay.
All right, no one's going to play.
No one wants to play.
I want to tell you right now, this one right here.
The youngest?
This one right here on my left.
The youngest.
Old pro.
Oh, God.
No stranger. No stranger to it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So you girls work for the radio station?
Yes.
Ah. We don't need to hear about that.
Hey, who's it? Charlie, who's that guy? Is it Brian? Is that the guy's name? Who's the Phillips guy? What's that guy's name?
Bob. The GM?
Bob. Bob Phillips. Is that the guy's name?
I'm going to send him down to his office.
No, oh, have you ever had to go down and say hi to Mr. Bob?
Has Mr. Phillips ever touched you inappropriately, any of you girls?
Is that part of your duty?
No.
Where, like, you'll get to work and you say, okay, today we have to take out the van and give out bumper stickers. Oh, it's time for Mr. Bob.
Mm-hmm. Sign the waiver.
Right. Is it fun coming on the show?
Yeah.
Are you having second thoughts about it right now?
How many of you girls, right now with the four of you, how many of you are chewing gum? How many? All four?
Oh, she just swallowed. Wow. You swallowed yours. I saw you.
Yeah.
I saw. You weren't chewing when you came in here. That's all right. What? Oh, they're so shy. Was that a pierced tongue that you had? No, all right, just checking.
It was not. Well, girls...
It's been a slice of heaven.
It's been spectacular having you here. Thank you for the booze.
And would you, do you have a cheer or anything like that? You have a cheer? Oh, you have a cheer.
How about a song?
You know, you're the one I would hope would cheer. All right.
I have a Britney dance, too.
A Britney
dance? You have a Britney dance. Okay, very good. We'd like to... When your name is?
Penny.
That's right.
Penny.
Penny penis.
I wasn't here.
What, Penny?
Penny. Just Penny.
Are you ready?
Yeah, ready. Yeah.
Knock 'em down, roam around, come on, defense, work. Why are you laughing at me?
No, we're not laughing. We're laughing with you.
That was wonderful.
That was terrific, girls.
We sure did like that.
You did a great job.
You're really great Santa girls.
That's right. Charlie's documenting this for his own private collection. Mr. Broyhill would like you, although he's married now, Mr. Broyhill would like to see each of you individually as you leave.
All right, girls. Thank you for the
cake. Bye-bye.
You got to get out of here.
Good job.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye now. Bye then.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye then.
You know, they're trying real
quick. It's the Live 105.7 13-year-old parade.
You have a cheer for them?
Yeah, here's their cheer. Two bits, 4 bits. We could have worked at Hooters, but now we work at Live Fiverr. Mr. Bob plays with our Cooters.
Have you gotten a chance to see Mr. Phillips?
Yeah, I saw him before the show today.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was hoping you had.
He's like all of them. He's just one of these guys.
I know.
He's one of these Infinity guys.
He's one of those guys.
Contest. We got to start the contest now. When we come back from the break, the question is, Baltimore, what would you do to win one of two keys that were given away today for the Jeep? What are you doing, Robbie?
Yeah, music.
Oh, well, thank you. You were a dear.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robbie.
Do you notice they have to affirm whenever there are women in the studio? They have to reaffirm at some point. They have to reaffirm after there have been hot women in here.
I know.
That's what they do. Someday I'm going to write a novel about it myself.
Listen, we've got 5 people here already. The doors remain open in beautiful Towson, Maryland. Come by Live 105. What would you do to win the key that could start the Jeep? We'll start the contest and bring the people in right after this.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon.
The current temperature is 32 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Here's your current forecast from the National Weather Service.
It's going to be really snowy. A good chance to stay inside and have hot chocolate. And if you put a fire on, you can toast marshmallows, because the snow will be coming down just like Christmas. And then once it falls, you can go out and go sledding, because we're supposed to get some snow.
Thank you for listening to the forecast.
Bye.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bingo, baby. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that in the opening part of the show today.
Yay!
I'm leaving my house today. I'm turning on the TV back in D.C. And I turn on Channel 9, you know, to see Topper Shut.
Right.
And
Topper has been working since 5 a.m.
And the panic level now with this storm, which is being described by some people as a nor'easter.
Yes.
And I don't follow that, because they're saying The chance of accumulating snow in the metro area is maybe Saturday night.
Do we even know the latest? Do you know the latest, Buzz?
They're still saying the same thing, a wintry mix, especially tomorrow.
So the guy on Channel 5, I got two stories first. Mm-hmm. The guy on Channel 5 this morning, the guy who's married to the girl that goes out and does the crazy stunts.
Right. Sue Palka.
That's a man. Yeah. Sam Palka.
Yeah, that's what you said, the guy.
The guy.
The guy.
Yeah.
That's why I said that.
I get jokes, Mike.
That was my joke.
Sorry. I'm trying to be a pro.
I know.
Trying to pay attention. And now I feel weird.
I feel fine now.
I didn't ask for it. That they put up gigantic pieces of paper that now keep us from being seen by people.
That's not why
in the lobby.
Is. That's basically because of the stunts, if anything.
Oh,
happens.
The contest.
Yes, during the contest they can't have the windows open.
I gotcha. All right.
Buzz, dirty birdie.
So the contest.
Yeah, I know you did.
So the guy on Channel 5 this morning says, I don't want to panic anybody. And this is at 7 o'clock in the morning, leading off the morning news. I don't want to panic anybody, but I'll tell you that this is going to be our first winter storm. Some of you 2 days from now are going to wake up and say, what happened? There was nothing. Some of you will wake up with 8, 10, 12 inches of snow. Then they go to the stock footage of last winter.
Yeah, when we got hammered. Right?
Yeah, where you're seeing people dig out, and and then they went to the shot of the Home Depot and the shot of the Safeway where the morons are buying the stuff.
Sure.
Now, it's 5 hours later. I'm watching the news again on Channel 9. Topper Shutt, who came on our show yesterday, the chief weather guy.
Good guy.
He gets up on his box, and he looks right into the camera, and he says,
run for your lives!
He says, this could be a major storm. Really, frankly, we don't know. I'll give you the information as I have it. And the anchor guy says, well, you know, Topper, after the winter we had last year, I, like many Washingtonians, went and bought myself a snowblower.
Yeah, to create more hype. Right.
And here is what Topper Shutt's response was. I swear to God, he said, don't say that!
Yeah, that's right.
No, he said, You'll jinx it.
Topper wants Armageddon.
Because he gets a boner when we get bad weather.
Topper wants 8 inches of snow. And now the ice has come, and now it's going to weigh down the limbs.
He is very, very superstitious.
Nobody knows.
No, nobody knows.
Yeah. Quick sidebar.
Yeah?
Mike said hammer, but we're not in our home studio, so the alarm is not hooked up.
Okay, thanks, Rob.
Very good.
Didn't get by me this time.
Show historian Rob Spiewak.
I
didn't get by him.
Superstitious. David Modell is still here.
Yeah, I was chatting with him out in the hallway.
Here's the thing that I understand the relationship. Okay. Now it's coming into focus, okay? It's not so much me being his whore. He's my whore, too. He likes radio.
He loves radio. Yeah.
And now he's hip to the fact that, hey, I'm getting mail from California.
Yeah, right. He likes
that.
So
now I see, that's okay with me.
Likes it.
We're trading.
Mm-hmm. Are you somehow indicating that the relationship is diminished somewhat?
No, it makes me feel...
Makes you feel more powerful?
It makes me feel validated.
Empowered.
It makes me feel validated.
Makes you feel like you're pretty.
Yes, that
right.
You know what? I'm not the only one. I'm giving it up, and I didn't even realize what a groupie the guy is. He's still here. He's still walking around, for God's sakes, waiting to be invited in. Just out in the hallway.
He's hanging out.
He was saying to me, you know, who's coming to the game on Sunday? Okay. I guess up at the owner's box. He says, well, let me see, a guy from HUD and an astronaut. I swear to God, he's right. Robinson there. He said an astronaut. And I said, and a disc jockey. And then he said, oh, and Stacy Keibler is at my house.
Really?
The wrestler, Stacy Keibler.
Wow.
The hottie?
Yeah, and I said, what is Stacy Keibler doing at your house? He said, she's working with Michelle on a website.
Well, why the hell didn't he bring her by?
I don't know.
She's the one that we got all excited about by just having her on the phone.
I know.
Can't wait for the website.
And I guess that these two lovely ladies, his girlfriend and the wrestler, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, Charles Broy.
At his house. Hi.
With information.
Hi Charlie.
I was going to say she used to be a Ravens cheerleader.
Who did?
Stacy Keibler.
Oh, Stacy Keibler used to be a Ravens cheerleader?
Right.
Really?
Wow. Okay. All right, thanks, Charles.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
How do you know that, Charlie?
I watch the wrestling.
He does.
He watches it on the Magic Box.
That's very true. bring the people in. The Cardinals sit with Broyhill is on a Monday night now. Even if it's a dog game,
right?
Like for instance, Chicago and who else sucks? Cleveland,
right?
Let's say that's the Monday night game.
Sure.
I'll call him at about 9:30 and say, "Do you believe how bad this game sucks?" And he says,
"I'm not watching it.
I'm watching wrestling.
I'm watching the wrestling."
And that's where you lose me. Charlie, we're ready. Is this the lady who is taking pictures today?
I thought she had.
Are you the lady from the newspaper?
Yes.
What's your name?
Christy Ball.
And who do you write for, or take pictures for, or do what for?
The Baltimore Frequency. We're owned by Infinity.
Oh, you're owned by Infinity.
We own a paper?
You've had plenty of time in here, and thanks. You're here the whole last segment, honey.
The Baltimore Frequency?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, dear. That man is just taking his shirt off.
Yeah, all right.
There it is. There it is. It's right there.
The frequency.
You got to get out of here. You got enough.
Do we have a frequency in Washington?
No.
I think it's that newsletter that Michael Hughes sends out.
Oh, it's Michael Hughes?
Yeah. Don't you remember that thing that he sends out that says how great people are doing in the company?
Oh, okay.
And people really hate it? Okay. Well, listen, don't take this the wrong way. Bye, then. No, really. No, come on, please. Please, take your stuff and leave.
There she goes. Please. She's handing that to Charlie.
I mean, really, the lady was in here the whole last break. And I didn't mind. This is when she wanted to take some pictures. Right. Sure. Well, then we're moving on with the show.
Yes.
And here she is. Here she is.
And why are you looking at me like that?
Because this is why we can't have a TV in the studio.
What do you mean?
Because you keep looking at the TV.
I did no such thing. I was looking over at the newspaper.
You just looked up at the TV.
Oh, she's pretty.
See?
I love that. That just cracks me up. I can't concentrate.
It's me, Mike.
You're very uptight today.
I overcompensate. Well, we're in a new situation.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean,
I knew you were a little nervous when you had to go when you and Rob had to go to the bathroom together.
No.
That's what I knew, that there was a little bit of a concern.
I needed to know the way.
You know, and Rob, I was talking to Buzz about it during the break. Just hold off on the music for a second. I have to tell you this because I was saying to Bob. I was saying to Buzz
out in
the hallway. Rob says to me, "What were the name of the cheerleaders? The cheerleaders that were there? They were the
Bod Squad.
The Bod Squad." Yeah. And Rob, when I was leaving, went, "The Bod Squad." And he said it in such a way that was just kind of weird. And then,
let's go,
the bod squad. And it was like, girls. Let's go to the bathroom, Don.
Because it's such a genuinely cool man.
Yeah. It was just...
Mike, you got it exactly right. And then we went and had unprotected gay sex in the men's room.
Formed our own bod squad.
I'm sharing thoughts that I don't even know why I'm sharing.
Here's the thing.
It's just weird.
Well, here's why it's weird, and it's weird for me. I'm trying to work through this. God damn it, I'm trying to work through this.
Mm-hmm.
We're in in a different location.
We're in a different location.
I got an S-load more of stuff to think about over here.
Right.
Than you do, and right. Nice to see you're in your usual position.
Yes, I know. You work so much harder than
reclining.
I do. I know that. I understand that, yes.
No, it's the way the deal is.
I understand.
Out.
It was not you that I was talking about.
Who
it was
talking
it
about?
Was him. He
oh,
just yeah. said, he said, the bod squad. But it was just strange, and then...
How dare you attack
Let's go
him?
To the bathroom.
How
I know. Oh, that's right. That's right. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't do that.
How dare you
all
attack
right.
him?
All right, I just thought I'd throw that out there. It's just a weird, very weird dynamic.
My apologies to the bod squad.
Yeah, I know. Rob, I know. I know I don't know.
But you know
Someday
what?
I'll figure it out.
You know what's funny?
Yeah, what?
Renee chose me.
There you go. Very good.
And I got a theory on that, too.
On what?
On why she chose him.
Really? Why? We might as well. Since we're sharing all our innermost thoughts, we might as well.
No.
This doesn't bode well.
Yeah. Rob, I hate to spotlight you, but sometimes I do.
Because. If I'm a girl and I come in a room...
Oh, yeah, don't take any joy away. It's almost Christmas.
Never mind. I don't want this.
If I'm a girl and I come in a room and I look at it's me, you, mm-hmm. Mike, you, Buzz, uh-huh. and you, Rob.
Yes.
Okay, let me give it to you another way. Oh boy, I'm gonna don't get your feelings hurt.
I won't.
Boy. I'm gonna. It's like let's say that there were four girls in the room,
right?
And I'm gonna describe the girls to you.
Okay.
Let's say
you're gonna do celebrities they most resemble.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's say that you're in a room with.
You got. It's got to be us, so it can't be anybody.
Well,
really
one of the women is Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
Who everybody I think would agree is
okay.
relatively hot,
mm-hmm.
and maybe the other girl is. Like Lisa Kudrow from Friends.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the third girl is...
Tom Daly?
Is the girl... you're a step ahead of me. The third girl is the girl that was in Spider-Man, Kirsten Dunst.
Right. Okay.
And Tyne Daly.
Okay.
Now, when a man comes in a room,
mm-hmm.
and one of the other girls says...
Right.
Of the four of us...
Who would you do?
Of course, what's the guy going to say?
Right.
The guy's not going to say, wow, would I love to do you... No, he's going to say, no, I'd like to stick it in Tyne Daly. Because he doesn't want to offend...
Right.
Tyne, and also, it's his way of thinking.
Sure.
He's making Tyne Daly's day.
That's it. That's
that
it.
Later that night, she would go and you know, get the wooden spoon out and
oh. Well, I don't want to shoot your theory
Take
full
care
of holes
business.
Here, but I will tell you that Renee and Rob were just making out in the
yeah,
hallway.
Yeah, lipstick on my collar.
Lots of tongue.
And thank you for comparing me to Emmy Award-winning actress, Tyne Daly.
No.
You actually brought Tyne Daly up.
You're right.
You filled in the blank.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
In the blank.
Absolutely.
Maybe I already knew.
Who's on the phone? Oh, we got the guys here.
Yeah, it was my fault for interrupting.
We don't have time.
One.
We don't have time for phones. We got the first guy here for the contest. What would you do to win a key that could start the Jeep they were giving away next Friday? Step up, my friend, right there to Robbie's microphone. And what is your name?
It's Brian.
Hi, Brian. Where are you from?
From Baltimore.
And what do you do, sir?
I'm a student right now.
Where do you go to school, Brian?
I go to the Community College of Baltimore County.
Baltimore County Community College.
13th grade.
There you go.
Yeah.
What are you majoring in there?
Actually, history.
Numbers.
History. Wow. All right.
Numbers.
History of the Inner Harbor. It's the history of the Inner Harbor in Baltimore.
So you go to the local community college, and what do you want to be when you get out of the 13th grade?
I actually want to be a college professor, believe it or not.
Really?
But, yes. So I've pretty much screwed that.
What is it, Baltimore Community College?
It's Baltimore County Community College.
Baltimore County Community College. And how's the football team doing?
It's fantastic.
Very good.
BCCC.
BCCC.
And, or as we just
say,
BC.
C.
You have a very high Hispanic number of people who go to their places. C.
So you want to be a professor, and you're going to Baltimore County Community College.
Yeah, that's pretty much pretty much the deal. Actually, I want to be a writer, but since there's no money in it until you get published, I want to teach to make money.
So we have an intellectual in our midst with something hanging on his nipples.
All right, now you've got a Santa Claus hat on. You've got a rugged jacket that he's just taken off.
Oh God!
I am Christmas spirit.
Now you got to explain what you're wearing.
And speak right into the microphone, please.
Absolutely, I have.
But carefully.
Yes, of course. I have. Yeah. I have three jingle bells tied with curly green ribbon to each of my nipple rings.
May I ask you a question?
You may.
Are you gay?
I am not gay.
All right.
Can you make a sound with those? Can you move your nipples around?
He's bouncing his man breasts up and down, and he's making them jingle.
Sort of the point. I also have a pseudo Santa Claus hat on my area down there.
On your thing.
On my thing.
Yeah.
With a bell.
Now, are you? It seems that the cover that you God,
and it's like a thong deal.
The cover that you have on your unit seems to be about like 14 inches long. Is there a reason for that?
It is not anatomically correct.
Okay,
you're
clearing that up.
Yes, I.
Now, where's those?
Ron Jeremy left.
Where's those ho 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 girls when we need them?
Yeah, I know.
The young teenage sex cheerleaders?
I see they left.
The Bod Squad.
Or is Rob?
The
Bod Squad. Let's go, Don.
Now what's wrong? What's wrong, honey? Does he smell?
What?
Oh no, Charlie Broyhill.
Did Charlie fart? Did you fart with strangers in there?
It's not me. There's an octopus in there.
Oh, there's an octopus in there.
Octopus.
All right. No, Charlie's in this studio, and now that I've suggested it, he will, because you had those sandwiches.
Okay, what is, so this is your stunt?
No, I was going to sing Jingle Bells.
Go ahead.
You're sure you're not gay, because you just said, I was going to sing Jingle Bells.
I am going to sing Jingle Bells, and it killed me.
All right. All right, go ahead, my friend.
Okay.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
He's half naked.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Yeah, all right.
Hey.
Is that your stunt?
That's my stunt.
Okay, let's give him a nice round.
You don't even sing the whole song, though?
I'm singing more. I'll sing as much as you want.
Are you looking for the dashing through the snow?
Yeah,
go.
All right, do you know that lyric?
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
God.
O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
He grabbed himself.
All right, that was it.
Thank you.
You touched your thing.
It'd be wonderful if a woman would do that.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Thanks a lot. Nice towel.
Get that towel. Get that Holiday Inn towel.
Run a black light over that towel.
No.
Yeah.
Get that back to the local motel.
Is that your own personal towel?
This is my personal
towel. Yeah.
Come on, guy with the octopus. Hold on. We got to do a break.
Yeah. I wish sometimes this was television. We're going to put some pictures up on the website, right?
Yeah.
It's pandemonium in here. Yes.
And which website? Oh. Is it WJFK.com?
Yes.
That's it. Click on the Donna Mike icon there. Now, the guy coming in, he's not the octopus guy? The guy that had the kilt on?
I don't know. I'm just over here doing nothing.
Charlie, this guy right here with the kilt?
Not me. This guy back here. Don't blame me.
Who are you, though?
I work for Live 105. Hey. I'm Brett.
You work for the radio station?
Yeah.
What the F are you wearing a kilt for?
Because I'm Brett the Irish comic.
Oh, Brett the Irish comic.
Put me up, I'm doing.
Okay. So, hey. You want to fight? No, just kidding.
Okay, thanks.
You got what?
I got a sick Irish skull, too.
A sick Irish skull. Maybe we'll headbutt later on and then drink some Jameson.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Poutine instead, though.
Is it Brett the Irish comic?
Yeah, Brett. B-R-E-T-T.
Okay.
Why are you in here? I mean, right out there.
Because he's Irish and he's fun.
And what?
I'm trying to get it out of here as fast as possible.
The octopus.
Oh, did they put you in charge of the octopus?
Well, yeah, I'm in charge of the octopus.
This is kind of crazy.
You're a guy in a kilt.
I don't get it. He's a guy that's...
You're Brett the Irish comic. Tell an Irish joke.
How many Irishmen does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
Seven. One to hold a light bulb and six to drink until the room starts spinning.
There you go.
How about another one?
Sure. As Irishman walks into a pub, he says, "Barkeep, it's St. Paddy's Day. I want to celebrate my national heritage. Give me a pint of Guinness." Bartender pours him his Guinness. Guy comes running from the back of the pub. He says, "I couldn't help but notice your accent. I see you're from Ireland." He says, "I am." He says, "Whereabouts in Ireland are you from?" He says, "From Dublin." "Dublin? I'm from Dublin. Barkeep, give him another Guinness." They're drinking the Guinness sometime past. He looks at me. He says, "You know, I live in Dublin my whole life. And I live the back of my own hand." He says, "I got to ask you, what neighborhood you're from?" He says, "I'm from St. Michael's Church." "St. Michael's Church, faith in the God, I'm from St. Michael's Church, barkeeping on the Guinness. They're drinking the Guinness and time passes."
Okay, what's the password here?
They're brothers.
They're twin brothers.
They're brothers, yes. They're brothers. I know them all.
Thanks.
Thank you, Brad. That's right, sorry. We have a short attention span here.
Jesus. It's a guy in a kilt who works for the radio station.
Yeah, handling the octopus. I wish I was Italian.
It's crazy. Crazy. When we come back, the guy with the octopus.
Yeah.
The guy with the smelly octopus.
And mind the squid.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So I thought that we would act like we'd been together the night before and had sex, and you left something at my apartment, but then it turns out to be totally innocent.
Brooke, that was my idea.
But I'm on first. Too bad.
But it's really my idea.
But I'm on first. What did she say?
What a c***.
The Don and Mike Show.
Lick the bees. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a hard tape to... Hard time to play because it, we had to beep out the
bad part,
the C word, yeah. From Larry Sanders. We're live in Baltimore at Live 105, and we have people coming down with What Would You Do? Big Don O'Brien from WQSR will be coming in a couple of seconds.
I don't think you've gotten a look out in the outer lobby. I just walked through the outer lobby to go to the bathroom.
Yeah?
And it is packed with people.
Wow. How was your BM?
It was not good. It was not pleasant. It was rushed. It was it was one of those deals where actually
bowels exploding,
bowels relieved. But I had to, and it was I didn't at first because Nipple Boy was in there with his bells still jingling.
Oh, the guy who had just been on the show.
Yeah, so I waited till I was making ribbon, Don. It was one of those.
No,
deals.
Don't think it was like sieve. It was like
brownie batter through a sieve.
That was it.
And then there's this crowd of people.
Wow.
And one of the guys says, "Hey, what were you doing, Mike?" And I said, "I took an S."
Wow.
And then another guy walks up to me and says, "Hey, Mike, can I shake your hand?" So I swear to God, no, I'm not making any of this up. But I couldn't do my business while the guy with the nipples and the bells on his nipples was in the stall next to me.
Understandable.
Of course.
Made a little Charm City caulk.
Is he all bound up or what?
Yeah, I violated about 15 rules of my my new diet regimen, and unfortunately, I'm reacting to it right now.
That quickly?
Or yeah.
Or
yeah.
Stuff you ate last night? Or
no, what? Well, I had a little trail mix last night, so and that might have. Well, you know, it's the holidays, and I'm not behaving properly,
sweat it.
You know what I ate
a lot
here.
Of weight. Don't sweat it.
Well, I'm up a little bit this week, and but that's not. And the bathroom, it didn't flush properly.
Low flush.
Oh, it's a low flush toilet, and they should.
They're not equipped for real BM.
Well, what I think really, how many radio stations are in this building?
Six.
All right, having a low flush toilet with six radio stations is just a recipe for disaster.
And Lake Mason.
Yeah.
And all those uptight.
Yeah, the investment bankers and their beef diets. But now I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Let's bring in the chicks.
Bring in the next contestant for the What Would You Do contest. Baltimore has represented themselves very strongly today, so we're going to have to fly through these contestants right now.
Very good.
Here comes a guy with his dog.
Little dog.
Guy with a giant dog who's wearing a Baltimore Ravens jersey.
Very good.
And let's check in with this guy. You are on microphone number this one right here. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is great. Don and Mike, and there's Buzz. And all day.
What's happening? What's your name, my friend?
I'm Mike.
Hey, Mike, where are you from?
I am from Balmer, hon.
And you have a beautiful dog. What kind of dog is that?
He is an Alaskan Malamute. He weighs 155 pounds. He is going to be 6 this January.
That's and a
his
huge dog.
Pluto. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And how did you get him into a real football jersey?
I had to wrestle with him a little bit out in the parking lot.
He is beautiful. If anybody wants to know what this dog's like, it's like a giant husky.
It's a bear size.
Gigantic.
Yeah. Isn't a Malamute, part husky, part wolf? Isn't that really what the dog is?
How you doing?
He couldn't be prettier.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, they're part wolf and part Norwegian elk hound.
Okay. But so huge dog.
You smell my doggies, huh? Oh, no, I see what he's going for.
You guys
your genitals?
Cover
that.
The tray from your sandwiches on the floor.
He wants the food.
Yeah. There he is.
What a gorgeous animal that is.
What can that dog do? What are you going to do with the dog, sir?
Now, what we're going to do, this is a Siegfried and Roy kind of trick. I'm going to fill this bowl with some pretty nasty stuff.
And now the bowl is a big, gigantic... In a restaurant quality, like salad bowl.
Yeah, huge.
We're going to fill that bowl with a mixture of dog food and some other stuff, including the octopus that has been stinking your studio.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's the deal.
Now, I haven't fed him in 2 days.
Oh, my.
So what we're going to do is, after I fill the bowl with the nasty concoction, me and him are going to chow down.
Uh-huh. With that, you're going to eat what we've been smelling for the last half hour?
Yes, I am.
With dog food.
So, should I begin my
Yeah, go ahead and mix it up. Mix it up. Go
Mike,
for
it's
it.
No different than what Gerald McGraney has to eat.
You don't get many Delta Burke jokes anymore. Is that the name that just popped into your head?
Good. I heard the smell.
Man.
Dolphins?
So now you have a can of Alpo.
I would have gone with, it's no different than what Tom Green used to have to eat. Hey.
Well, there goes. There
Sorry.
Goes, there goes the dog food.
Sorry, bud.
Oh, if we were playing Who Would You Eat?
Uh-huh. Hey, that's a good one. You have to have two. You have to give choices.
If it was Drew Barrymore or Delta Burke.
Delta Burke?
Drew Barrymore in a heartbeat.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely Drew Barrymore.
Hey, I see a new modification.
Yeah.
Who would you eat?
If they were made in cookie form.
Right.
So we can get around all the lawyer stuff.
Think that'll work, Charlie? Cookie form?
Oh, yeah.
If they were in cookie form, who would you eat? Let's see.
Sharon Stone?
Yeah.
Or Sharon Osbourne? You got to start with the real wide gulps, you know.
Probably Sharon Osbourne, because she would taste like cancer.
Oh, God.
That's a new twist on the game.
I'm just working hard.
I know you are. You.
Pushing too hard today. What, Robbie?
Raw onion.
Oh, that reminds me.
Raw onion with the octopus and the dog food.
That reminds me. Okay. Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay. As she is now.
As she is today.
Right.
Now come up with someone.
With a close one or B. Arthur.
Okay, that's a great one.
Right. Yeah.
Who would you eat?
Elizabeth Taylor.
If they were a cookie.
Liz.
Yeah right, me too.
Yeah,
kale.
So.
We're adding kale to the
You're putting some kale in with the onion and the dog food.
It's close, but Liz.
Lots of iron and kale.
Okay, I'm gonna try to come up with one now.
All right.
Here we go.
That smells
Diane
good.
Sawyer.
I don't smell anything like cancer.
Diane Sawyer or Diane Cannon?
Diane Sawyer.
Diane Sawyer.
She'd be cleaner.
Yeah.
Diane Cannon.
You dirty bird.
Anchovies.
Feeling risky.
Anchovies on top of the octopus and the dog food and the kale and the onions. Oh.
Anchovies in oil.
Oh, it's the best way.
It really stinks in here.
It is.
Which makes me, now I'm getting, because I'm imagining what these women would smell like on a
right.
on a hot day. Okay. Oh, hold on.
All right. Oh, my God.
Who would you eat if they were in cookie form?
Okay.
Oh. Rosie O'Donnell
uh-huh.
or Star Jones?
Star Jones.
Starberry. Who would you eat? Let me ask
you. That's a cruel choice.
Who would you eat?
I think you already said Star Jones.
Yeah, Star Jones.
Yeah. I think I'd go with Rosie O'Donnell.
Star Jones.
Star Jones.
Yeah.
Rob?
Star.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Boy, I'm really out on the limb there, aren't I?
She's all yours, Mike.
Here we go. Here's the octopus.
Oh, my God.
All right, don't shake it around, bud.
Here it is.
Oh, that's a real one. Now, is that fresh?
Thing.
Yes.
That is like when you...
So it stinks even when... Is it alive?
Yeah. That's when...
Wait, it's alive?
Yeah.
It is alive.
Buzz, wait a minute. I'm asking. It doesn't look like it's moving.
No, it's dead. Is it from the harbor?
Mike, it's like the kind that they throw on the ice, I think, at Red Wings games.
Oh, and he's
going to cut it with scissors.
Dead.
Are you going to cut into the ink sac?
No, I'm cutting the tentacles off.
Okay.
That's what we're eating.
Eating the tentacles.
We're eating tentacles.
Dead. How long you had that?
I just bought it this morning at Lexington, famous Lexington Market.
So it is, even though it stinks, it is edible.
I hope so.
All right.
Oh, my God.
You'll know about 2 hours from now.
All right, so you have kale, you have onions.
When your dog is licking the face of your dead, lifeless body.
Kale, onions, dog food.
Octopus, anchovies.
Anchovies.
And you're popping one other thing.
And what's in that can, sir?
Pie filling.
Pie filling.
Oh, God.
It should make it taste good.
Now, here's a guy who gets the spirit of what we're looking
for. He does.
I
guess so.
There you go. Look at that cherry pie filling. Mmm. Boy, and Charlie, get a picture of this for the website.
I'm just imagining what that dog's going to do when he hears your death rattle.
I feel like Regis and Kelly now. Ooh. Go to the Don and Mike website to recipes. Go to go to rick.com. Go to Boyardee, Chef Boyardee's.
Really?
And what else?
The dog has not eaten in 2 days, and one of the things that drives him absolutely bonkers is pepperoni.
Sure.
So on top of this, I'm going to put pepperonis just to get him.
Now, how are you going to let the dog dive in for a little bit, and then you're going to dive in?
No, we're going to do it simultaneously.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good.
Do you think your dog will like this?
Yeah, no, I know he's going to eat it, but the trick is, like I said,
he's a dog.
Eater.
He'd eat other dogs' ass.
So the trick is going to be getting your head in there while your dog's in there?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And
they both have big heads.
Okay. Right.
This is a good show today. This is a good show.
It's an incredible mixture.
You're hearing a guy with a gigantic metal salad dish who's getting down on the floor now.
He's putting his octopus away. He's got it all mixed up in a bucket.
He's a 150-pound dog. Well, what type of dog is this?
Malamute.
A beautiful dog. Big, gigantic, husky-type dog.
Part wolf and part Norwegian elk hound.
But just a sweet dog. You know how a dog comes over and the dog could smell my dog?
Right.
And if you... I see that.
It kind of looks like a meat salad.
Okay. It almost looks like...
It looks like really what I left behind a moment ago.
Very Christmassy.
It's...
Yeah. Unfortunately, Mike was driving too fast. We didn't find this in his stomach. It's like on CSI.
Yeah, exactly.
When they go and told him, they go, well, he had some pepperoni. And the octopus looks weird.
That does.
It's a shocker. There's another shocker.
And I will give this guy... I will give this guy credit. He did not cut it up in small chunks.
No. That octopus looks weird. Really?
We're going to be fighting really.
All right. Oh, we are ready. If you would put that on the ground.
Let's get the microphone over here.
Here we go. As good as it looks.
Let's get it as close to that microphone as you possibly can.
We've never had a mixture like this.
All right. I'm going to come around and watch.
Is this some trick to get me under the desk while you're standing?
The worst mix. Oh.
Everyone can agree on it.
Here's the dog.
Sit. All right. Stay.
A good dog.
Stay. When you, hey, no. Go.
How's it going?
That's a dog.
Dad's not doing too well.
That's a dad.
Dad looks a little queasy.
Dad's eating a lot. The dog's not eating as much as the dad.
No, the dog's eating plenty.
Oh, my God.
The dog is really going at it. Have some more, Dad.
It smells like bad fish in here. I see an anchovy hanging out of Dad's mouth. Cherry pie filling all over his face.
He might be rejected.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
All right.
Sounds like it.
He's cool.
Weird.
Another kiss.
You're done.
Wow, good job.
That's all we need to see. That dog was down there eating as viciously as full of purpose as his owner was.
You know, it was both the owner and the dog eating equally. They deserve a nice round of applause.
Thank
Great
you.
Job.
Wow, that's
fabulous,
good.
And it smells. How's it feel in there now? It's in your tummy now.
Dude, it's freaking gross.
Yeah.
If they're listening out in the lobby, someone can tell the guy with the jingle bells in his nipple to go home.
Yeah, we have a new leader.
Someone can give him a nice five parting gift and get him out of here.
Wow.
You know how hairy that dude was?
Yeah, he was hairy. I'd like to be sitting on the bowl and having him next door jingling.
How'd you like to be this guy when he releases his bowel?
That's going to be painful.
All right, thank you,
my
friend.
But there's plenty of roughage in there.
That's a good one.
Oh, man, I had a little gagaroo there.
Charlie, who's coming up next?
Hey,
any idea?
No idea
who's coming up next.
Guys, thanks a lot. This has been a huge thrill. Welcome to Baltimore. Baltimore loves you guys.
Thank you.
Come back again and again.
Thank you.
Don, thank you very much for being a Ravens fan, man.
Oh, don't thank me. I'm just kissing the guy's ass. Thank you.
Thank you.
Get out of here. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
All right, okay.
Hey, that's
thank
nice.
You.
Thank you.
All right, new rule. We're not allowed to thank contestants that much.
Thank you. There he goes.
Thank you for stinking up our studio.
There he goes.
God, did that stink.
Oh, it still does.
All I can smell is cherries.
Oh, God.
I got two words. Kathy White. Baby. Oh! All right, more straight ahead. We'll be right back from Baltimore.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I miss you. Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't. Honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
The Don and Mike Show.
They'll put more cash in your khaki pants. Don and Mike.
Right, right. We're live in Baltimore.
It's great to be up here at Live 105.7.
We mentioned the 877 numbers are not working, but the numbers here,
they are. Now, how do I do this? Let's see.
Hello, Charlie, get the next guy. I'm ready. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Donnie.
Hi, you're on the air.
You going to spend them with Big Don tonight?
Yeah, I believe I...
You're going to be rolling right over to his show after you get off the air here, right?
Pretty sure I'm going to WQSR when I'm done here.
Cool. Very good.
Because I love radio, Mike. That's what I'm about.
No, good, I know they're looking forward to it.
That is fun. I'm looking forward to doing that. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Bobby.
You see the lines, the 877s, they're down. So please be a dear if you want to call. You have to call 410-481-1057 for today only. And joining us now, we have four more contestants in this contest. There are tons of people in the lobby,
Yeah. But
this is going to be the last break. So we're going to go with the four people who are here right now.
Very good.
And get a winner. What is your name? Sir.
Thank you, Radio God Steve.
Hi. Steve. Where are you from, Steve?
I am from Crofton.
Crofton, okay.
I live in Charm City now.
All right, just outside of Annapolis.
How long have you had a spastic colon?
I have, in about 5 minutes, I will.
Okay. Now, what exactly are you going to
this
do
is
with
the
that?
Instant coffee guy.
Oh.
Drink some instant coffee and wash it down with a 22-proof beer.
All right, very good.
What? Wow. So you're going to eat the coffee.
Right.
And then drink it, and then follow it. What's the problem, Rob?
Nothing. Just to let you know that, like, the really hardcore beers, like an ice beer, is 11 proof.
Where did you discover that beer?
What's that stuff that you had on the plane?
Oh, yeah, the... what was that called? That Icelandic.
But what was the percentage on that?
Oh, that was the Sam Adams stuff we were talking about was like a 50 proof.
Wow. So you have very, very potent beer.
And how are you going to be ingesting it? Are you going to take teaspoonfuls?
As quick as I can get it down. Thank God. If there's a trash can around, that'd be great.
All right, very good.
There is.
Okay, we need the trash can, please.
All right, here we go.
And you'll be able to see pictures of all of these people and everything they're doing if you go to WJFK.com and click on the Don and Mike icon. Give us a couple hours to get this stuff ready.
So you're gonna bite down the coffee and then wash it down with the beer?
I have to enjoy the flavor.
You've got
to bite down.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
And what was your name again?
Steve.
Steve. Here is Steve, everybody.
Steve is going to take a big hit of coffee here.
And the What Would You Do contest.
All right. Okay.
Mm. Eating the coffee, Chris.
How's it taste?
Coffee. Now he's eating.
He has literally poured half the thing into his mouth.
Yeah.
And there's the sip of the 22-proof beer.
Oh, my God.
I think you need to eat some more coffee.
Mm. All right, hold on.
He agrees.
Hey, let's listen.
All right, there you go. He's eating the coffee.
Mocha.
Mike, what I'm going to do is for a moment, because this room's got some weird hum, I'm going to turn everybody's microphone off except his.
Okay.
So we can just get the sound of him eating the coffee and drinking the beer.
Now he's going to wash it down.
Cheers, so go to radio silence now, except for his mic. Here we go.
Okay. Best part of waking up.
Into the mic.
Boom.
Yeah, here you go.
Kona.
Oh, God.
All right, have we seen enough?
Yes.
Yeah, we've seen, okay.
Way to go. Thank you, sir. You're done.
That's
you're
it.
Done. All right, there you go.
That's it. Goodbye.
You wanted more.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Have a nice night.
Fantastic. You want to watch that last part down there?
Bye-bye, Dan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Dan.
Oh, God.
That's the first one I had to close my eyes.
Love to know more about that.
Wow.
Buzz, I'm sure you can find out more.
Buzz. Where'd he get the idea?
There's a reason they call him Buzz.
Is he
going to
be up all night now?
I know how your mind is thinking, Buzz.
Yeah.
It must be an incredible rush.
Beer, right? Caffeine.
To eat all of the instant coffee, and then immediately you chase it with very high content
alcohol beer. Yeah.
Right. Be not afraid, America. That was decaf.
It was
two bottles of decaf.
Oh, well, forget it.
It still had to taste great.
Who's our next contestant? Bring the next one in. They're lined up there, knee deep. It's a guy with a bucket.
Oh, that's no good.
It's a guy with shorts and a bucket.
There's your microphone over
there. A good sign.
No, it's not. What is your name, my friend?
I'm Rob.
Hi, Rob. Where are you from?
I'm from Towson.
Pleasure to meet you. Thank you for listening to the show. What is it that you will do for us today?
I am going to attach a crab, male or female of your choosing, to my nutsacky.
Okay.
Can I pick out the crab?
Sure can.
All right, bring it over.
And you call me gay.
Mike knows crabs.
Yeah, what's that?
The weathermen have changed the forecast in the last 20 minutes on your station to 2 to 4 inches of snow.
By
tomorrow?
When? By when?
Tonight, starting tonight.
Tonight.
That's got to be BS.
There they go.
That's got to be bull.
Either that or we're doing the show here tomorrow.
Maybe right. In Baltimore they get 2 to 4 inches, not in D.C.
All right. Here's the bucket. I'm going to get the crabs out.
Yeah, get a good one, Mike.
I'm just going to see which one's livelier.
Came with her own towel.
Gary at Hale Seafood informed me that female could be a little bit bigger and a little bit better bite.
So. That's a good one, Mike.
Oh, that's a handsome.
You got two that are hooked together. Go do that.
Yeah.
See if you can get two that are hooked together, if he'll hook these on his balls.
There you go.
There you go.
You want to take it from
Come
me?
On. Come on, pal.
There you go. Mike just picked out the lobster for you.
I don't know what to do with it. It's a crab.
Right. The crab, I'm sorry.
Crab.
The crab. All right, now you're going to...
separate them first.
Oh, why is that?
Because their claws are locked together.
All right, boy, they both got a death grip on there.
What would you do with the crabs once the stunt is over?
Go back to
all right, can you stand over towards Charlie so we can all see this?
Who likes right. crab? I love crab.
I love crab.
And if you see the one crab has a bad ball right here.
Oh, dear. Sir.
Ball. Wearing pants.
Oh, God. Oh, my. I don't want to see this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He actually has the crab. The crab's hands.
Okay. Oh, wait. It hasn't
fallen.
It hasn't latched on yet.
It's fallen. The talons
all right.
are hooked up to this guy's sack.
There we go. He's trying to go for it again.
The talons are being hooked up to his genitals.
Oh, has he got it?
Even the
crab.
The crab isn't gay.
He's switching.
You might want to try the female crab.
He's switching crabs.
All right, that's a bad case of crabs.
He's not been able to get one of these live crabs to grab onto his sack yet.
Robbie, you got a little game there?
Yeah,
you
can here we go.
Crab. Right, oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh. I'm sorry, but we cannot award a prize unless the crab lingers there for a while.
We'll give you one last shot.
One more chance.
One last shot. All right,
here we go. All right, he's trying it again. He's trying to get... Any blood?
Oh. Right in the guy's sack.
Here we go. All right.
Jesus.
It's not clamping?
Jesus Christ.
All right. He's trying the other claw.
I understand the guy's got his pants.
Oh, you just ripped. Did you rip the arm off one of the other? You ripped the arm off one of the other ones?
Claw, the other crab.
All right.
They're fighting.
He's going to try.
You know,
what are you trying to pry it open there?
Trying hard, guys.
Wow. He's trying to get the crab to hold on to his body.
The crab actually has its claw into a fist. Is there another crab in the bucket?
Here he goes.
Maybe the crab's realized what you want him to do.
Don't anyone tell, like, the animal people what's going on here.
Right.
Now
they're just going to be
right,
steamed
come on.
Later
you,
anyway.
You got 30 seconds.
There's
right,
there you go.
Go.
You got it?
There you go. Look at him pulling on his...
Oh, he did it.
Okay.
That is perfect.
Oh, God.
Now how do you get the crab off, so to speak?
Oh, he's got pliers.
What are you going to do?
He's got pliers.
Oh, there's...
Oh, God.
Jesus, blood.
Oh, there is blood.
There is blood.
That's gone.
Wow.
Oh, my God. God.
That's going to be a hard one to beat.
That is absolutely a hard one.
It was so visual, but when he snipped the crab off his wherever, it fell right into him, into his trousers.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. Yeah, fantastic. Give him a round of applause.
Now, I have to just ask, is there anything better than that on the horizon?
What do we have, Charlie?
Hi, Megan.
Let me see.
I'll be home in a couple hours.
There you go. She can't wait. Lucky lady.
I think that might be it. The guy who wants to eat goldfish and the guy that wants to eat peanut butter.
Now the peanut butter guy.
Like they have a chance? Like they really have a chance? Well, bring them and they can both go at the same time.
You want your bucket?
They can both go at the same time.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show in Baltimore. Hello.
Boy, if they're crabs, I sure am glad I had them when they were little.
I mean, these crabs were freaking gigantic.
They were full-size crabs.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show live in Baltimore.
Yeah, hi. I want to talk to the guys.
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah,
hi.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm wondering about you guys a little bit now. You're sitting there in the studio and looking at a guy's bloody sack.
Yeah. You know, you can't beat it.
Yeah, well, yes, well, yes, you can.
You just got to wonder, you know, what would Jackie Kennedy do?
There it is.
That's a winner. Hold on, my friend. Vermont teddy bear, Christmas bear for you. Send a bear gram. Send the bloody scrotum bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company, the creative alternative to flowers. Call 1-800-829-BEAR. Thanks for listening. Hold on a second.
Wow.
Thanks for getting the show.
Yeah, man.
All right, now we got these last two contestants. We got the guy that's going to eat goldfish. Hold on, we got more than two? How many we got? We got, we're eating goldfish. Right.
All right, how many, what's your name, sir?
My name is Blair.
Blair, where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, right?
And you're
going
to eat goldfish?
Yes.
How many?
12.
12, right. I want to tell you right now, you're wasting your time. And are you the peanut butter guy?
Yeah, I'm Dan Sauter from Dundalk, Maryland.
Hi, Dan. Very nice to meet you, sir.
What are you going
to
do, Dan?
I want to eat 2 pounds of peanut butter.
2 pounds?
Wow. I'm sorry, it's not... peanut butter. It's not peanuts. It's just creamy, but
it's creamy. Yeah.
Yeah. If you put it on your genitals and had that guy's dog come in, and then attach the crab, you might win.
Otherwise, there's probably not a chance for you.
But anyway, we appreciate the fact you came all the way down here.
We do appreciate it.
Take 15-20 seconds and give your stunt a shot.
Go ahead, sir. Okay. All right, he's going to dive into the peanut butter. Let's listen real close. Here's eating peanut butter always fun.
Oh my god.
I need some water, Parker.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Keep eating.
What are you timing him, Don?
Well, I'm already bored with
answer.
I'm just waiting for the goldfish guy.
Goldfish guy, tell us when you're ready. Let's listen to the peanut butter guy, though.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Yeah, don't try too hard.
All right, goldfish guy. He's got chopsticks?
Chopsticks and soy sauce, because I have some extra fish, too.
I'm afraid the soy sauce is going to be outlawed, sir. We can't allow a condiment with the goldfish. I mean, just real. We had a guy with a crab on his bag.
And look at this guy. And this guy's beating you. This guy who he's wearing a stupid beanie with a twirler on top of it,
right.
Eating 2 pounds of peanut butter.
And let's listen to that again.
Can I get another drink of water?
Yeah, sure. All right, now go ahead. Get a nice big bite.
I broke my spoon. Hold on a second.
Take some more water.
Broke your spoon.
This is for my daughter and my son.
Oh, won't they be proud?
It's pretty good peanut butter, then.
Yeah, that's it always is.
Be proud of your dad.
Mm. 2 pounds of peanut butter and one nitro pill. Sir, have you been to a good cardiologist lately?
All right, goldfish guy, go ahead.
All right, go ahead. Peanut butter guy, you're all set.
Let's hear it. Go ahead. Now, how many goldfish are you eating now?
Three per cup.
Are you gonna wash them down with water?
Oh, they're swimming in water.
Is there any chance you could eat them individually?
I can do that.
We don't have time, Mike.
We don't have time, sorry.
He's not going to win anyway.
All right.
Come on, go.
Am I going to win anyway?
Yeah, come on, go for it.
Yeah, you're not going to win anyway.
Listen, we had the guy that had the crab hanging off his balls.
Yeah. And then...
Here it goes.
And that's not even discounting the guy who had
the octopus guy
with his dog.
All right, how many went down that time?
Three per cup.
They got a fight on the way down.
Yeah, they do.
take some more. And incidentally, our peanut butter guy is still eating his peanut butter.
And I think he's enjoying it.
Yeah.
No, he is.
Yeah.
Trying to get a ticket.
Well, he's got the metabolism for it. It'll be okay. did you say you're trying to get a ticket, sir?
Yes.
What do you want a ticket for?
For the key I meant to say, actually.
What's the key? I want a ticket, and I want more water. Sounded like ticket with a peanut butter.
You know what? Would you do me a favor? With a giant scoop of that in your mouth, would you sing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas?
Yeah. Here we go.
So that could be very Dennis-ish.
Uh-huh. Let's go. Go ahead. Right on mic.
Baby, it's number one Christmas.
Very good.
That's my top one I eat to know.
How you doing, fish man? Are you done?
Doing all right, but I got to tell you, I'm kind of discouraged if I have no chance.
You okay? Kind of discouraged.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Now, what's wrong, peanut butter guy?
Oh, no.
What's happening?
The wad of peanut butter.
It's coming back out now.
Oh,
it's coming back
out. Right, that might be enough for you. Okay? All right, don't suck it into your windpipe, okay?
About to. Mike, I don't know if he's going to puke
or what.
How you doing, peanut butter guy?
Yeah. All right. No ticket.
Dial 911. I'm serious. Look at how red this guy's face is getting.
Okay. All right, you're done. Take the peanut butter away.
That's it.
All right.
Okay, all right. Thank you, guys. We'll have wonderful party gifts for both of you.
Thank you, boys. Yes. Thanks a lot.
Get out of here,
please. Thank you for coming.
I'm sorry. Those are both great stunts.
They're wonderful stunts. Thanks for trying.
What are you going to do? You got the guy that had the crab. and the crab hanging on the sack.
Oh, happy Thursday, everybody. It's great to be in Ballmer.
Now, here's all we got to do is vote right now. We can do it real simple.
Yeah, let's vote. Who wants the guy with the crab?
I do.
I do.
Yeah. I do.
He wins.
I do. Bring the guy with the crab back in.
We have two keys, right?
Oh, hold on a second.
Two keys.
And the guy with the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy with the dog.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yay. That's easy.
That didn't work out real easy.
That worked out really easy. I mean, they were the clear leaders.
Yep.
You guys, but you did a good job. You did a good job. You both should be proud.
Especially your son and daughter, Peanut Butter Guy.
There you go. We were worried about you, really. You okay?
I got to say, that's my dad. And hey, there are no losers. And you'll find that out as soon as you get out of this room.
Absolutely.
There are no losers on the
Thanks, fellas.
That's right.
So run, leave now.
Thank run you. To get your prizes. And we're going to need the name of both of the other guys, the guy with the crabs,
right.
And the guy with the dog, and the octopus, because each of them has won $100 in cash and a key that could start the Jeep that we're giving away next Friday.
Pretty good stuff. I mean, you can't beat the guy with the crab.
Perfect.
I mean, he won going away.
And the Jeep that we're giving away on Friday.
It's a brand new Jeep. The 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 from Ferris Jeep on Fairfax Circle comes equipped with high back bucket seats, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, fog lamps, 3.7-liter PowerTech V6 engine, tinted windows, cast aluminum wheels, and customer fur packages, 2TB and 26B. It's the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4, Don.
Thank you, Mike. And here are our winners.
Way to go, guys.
Here they are.
Yay. Good job.
Absolutely. Get your names again. It's the guy who had the crab hanging off his sack.
That's Rob.
Rob and?
And Mike.
Mike
and
was Mike. The guy that ate the dog food and the octopus and the dog. And
with his dog.
It still smells in here.
We came with two keys today. Each of you guys gets a key and $100. We're only giving away 18 keys, and we will see each of you guys next Friday. If your key starts the Jeep, you win it.
We don't have to do the stunt again.
No, you do not.
Not at all.
You do not.
Not unless you want to.
Actually, Don, you know something? You've met me before. Many moons ago.
Oh, dear. There we go. That's
many moons
dangerous.
Ago, I was the guy who wore the giant penis costume at your Las Vegas-style shows.
Was it the costume that squirted the stuff?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You remember that guy.
I remember that guy. Yeah. It was like whipped cream.
Something like that.
Or something. I hope it was with him.
All right. This is congratulations to both of you.
Yeah.
You're both big winners.
Welcome to Baltimore, and enjoy your stay. Baltimore loves you guys.
Hey, you guys you guys were terrific.
Outstanding.
Really.
Thank you. Now, please, you stink. Get out of here. Both of you. You smell like
you
a dog, and I don't want to. All right. All right.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Thank
just know in my heart, I'm shaking your hand.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, the guy that wore the penis outfit, a dedicated hobbyist.
There you go. Okay, so that's how that goes. There were people that were waiting in the lobby. Mike, you were right. There were more people, but the stuff that they wanted to do, just not as good.
And one of our first What Would You Do contests with no appreciable nudity.
But it worked out okay.
And it worked out fine. It
worked out okay.
Yeah, who needs nudity?
And don't worry about that. We've still got the Santa the Hummer girls.
The Bod Squad.
The Bod Squad is still here.
They're still here?
They're here.
Really?
I just saw them running around the building moments ago.
That was pretty amazing. And I will tell you, the guy that won with the crab is not going to be feeling really well a few hours from now. Because there was
blood.
There was a mark.
There really was blood coming from his sack.
The Jeep or the seat scotch guarded.
When we come back, Baltimore radio legend, Big Don O'Brien, is going to come in.
Great friend of ours. Looking forward to seeing him.
And he's not only coming in to say hi, he's coming in to pitch a product.
Yeah, he's, as a matter of fact, a product that I think the perfect marriage has been made.
Me too. So we're glad to be in Baltimore. Great to be at Live 105 today. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is a perfect chance to get you kids some nice church shoes.
What do we need church shoes for? Jesus wore sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better arch support, they wouldn't have caught him.
The Don and Mike Show. They like them cow big. Don and Mike.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We're in Baltimore. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, and boy, Mike, I want to say this. I've been going through the rack here.
Yes.
In the studios at Live 105.
Nice rack.
And boy, are they just, you know, I criticize radio station production all the time.
I know you do.
And say that all of the guys sound the same. They all have that
And now we have more crazy hot talk coming your way.
We're radio.
Well, I'm here to tell you this station is unique.
Is it really?
I'm listening to these things and I'm saying this is not like anything I've heard before. Let me hit machine number five.
Coming on the Don and Mike Show.
Advanced delusional schizophrenia with involuntary narcissistic rage.
Don and Mike on Baltimore's new.
Right.
Blood Metal 5.7.
Huh? Huh?
I don't get it.
What? Let's hear another one. Oh, number six.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
I'm myself am strange and unusual.
Live on 105.7.
If you don't listen quickly, you'll miss it.
Yeah, you know, and again, who am I to criticize? Just a guy. But it seems to me it would be good just to come on and say, Live 107, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Live 105.
Oh, I'm sorry, Live 105.
Right.
0.7.
Right, yes.
The Don and Mike Show, rather than this stuff.
The Don and Mike Show.
Irresponsible, insane, and even dangerous.
On Baltimore's new. Live 105.7.
I mean, where's the...
Ladies and gentlemen.
May I have your attention, please?
Okay, you get the idea. Where's the melody in that?
Where's the lyricism?
Right?
I like the mysticism.
You know, listen to this. Hold on. Cut 47.
Uh-huh. Wait a second. Oh, no. Stop.
I just reset the thing.
Oh, my God.
Bring in Big Don.
The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike.
What?
Show.
Suck it to me, baby.
505.7.
And can I just say something else?
Sure.
Austin Powers, in a promo, still timely.
Timely as today's
always
headline.
Will be.
Still timely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Baltimore radio legend.
Big Don O'Brien.
Great friend of this show.
Here you go.
Big Don O'Brien, baby.
Long time friend. Here he is.
Welcome to Baltimore.
There we go.
Baltimore legend, Big Don O'Brien.
There we go.
Hey, Big Don.
I'm so glad you're on Live
105. So, Big Don has worked in a variety of markets at a variety of stations. He's been a TV weather guy. Mm-hmm. He's lived in a trailer.
Yes.
He's
an abandoned trailer.
An abandoned...
When you saw me that time at the beach when I had my frosted hair and my that glow about me.
He's battled his demons, Don.
He has, and now he's taken his demons. And
he looks great.
And he's turned them. His hair is less orange than when I saw him this summer when I told you.
Your hair looks like it might actually be approaching a normal color.
Yeah, it's the Just for Men medium brown.
And what is it? Were you wearing a hat today? It's like going up front.
It's my little flip.
Yeah, the flip in front.
That's just to somebody who's getting too old, and I don't want to have the Dumb and Dumber look where it comes down in the front. Like you saw me at the ocean when I get out of the water. I look like Jim Carrey, and I'm going to the college.
You're fresh off your giant reunion with your former morning radio partner.
Yeah, with Brian Wilson.
Went very well, as a matter of fact. No gunshots fired. I didn't hit him over the head with anything.
Uh-huh.
So did you guys work in the same room together?
Yes, just like you're doing now.
Now, how was that? Because, I mean, there were, I don't want to say anything, but there were rumors that there was always a little underlying tension on that show.
He wanted to kill you. That's all.
I don't get that.
You know, you can get over that.
How many times do you think he physically threatened to kill you during your tenure together? How many years?
We were only gone for 3 years.
For 3 years, how many
three
times?
Three and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you know, I love it as... He worked with the guy for 3 years, and he just had his 20-year anniversary with
Yeah, I know. But we didn't work for 16 of them together.
That's why it worked. Anyway, Brian and O'Brien are a fixture of Baltimore radio on B104.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the one guy wanted to kill the other guy.
Right.
And what did you bring to them? Why did he want to kill you?
At the end?
Yeah. Or did he want to kill you at the beginning?
He didn't. Well, you know, we were sold two different types of shows. He was sold that it would be Brian Wilson and Don O'Brien doing the news type of show.
Yeah. Right.
I was sold that it was going to be more like Brian and Don O'Brien, what Brian and O'Brien are.
Right. Which really was the name of the show.
And I mean, that's what it came down to. And they kept doing that behind the scenes.
Mm.
To me, they'd say, you know, you've got to be more involved. And to him, they'd say, yeah, tell him to shut up.
Weasels.
So,
yeah, I know, I'm doing that to Mike all the time.
You know, I hate to bring it down and say that, but that is the truth. I'd rather it was funnier, but it's not.
So that's what it was.
So is there a chance that you guys would get back together?
There's a chance.
There's a chance?
We wouldn't mind working together again.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, the right, what do the kids say, bling? You know?
And you do the nighttime show on WQFR.
Oh, baby. I take those requests every night. I'm taking, hitting them posts, talking to the folks.
Yeah, sound like you're having a great time.
Actually, it's one of the funnest things I've done.
Wow. Wow. That's good. On WQSR. But how do you manage to do your show when if you look through the pane of glass, you see the schmuck at Mix 106, and then you look through the other pane of glass, and there's the schmuck at Light 101?
Yeah.
How do you keep your concentration?
Much like that cartoon with the coyote and the dog, when they come and they punch in at the beginning of the shift, and then they go out and they fight,
right,
and then
right.
at the end of the shift, they punch out and say, I'll see you tomorrow. It's really that way.
Yeah.
And will you be doing any other TV? Is TV done for you, or are you going to be doing some more
TV? I've pretty much been banned from blackballed.
That's a crime.
Yeah.
That's
and is there any sexual hanky-panky between the air staffs? I mean,
Fran Lane and I every night. Fran, well, she's on life over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see her going in there?
Oh,
no.
Is she the girl that does the love song show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she a hottie?
Well, she is very hot, actually.
Really?
She does the people that call up and want to talk about love. And my such and such died last year.
Yeah.
And this and that. And she does that end. My end is, hey, boy, let's have a little beer. What you say? Play my song.
Yeah, you're great.
You told me that here in Baltimore, I think it was Channel 13 that you were on, that one of the funniest just local TV segments to ever watch was when Don O'Brien used to do Dialing for Dollars.
Oh, yes, I did.
Which was live TV,
where
right?
He would, and then, now, there was no speakerphone, but there was no way of piping the audio through, so it was a camera, Channel 13,
yep.
on Big Don O'Brien.
I used to love it.
He'd say, I'm on page 48 of the phone book right now. If I call you and you know how much is in the jackpot,
count
you win
the amount.
It. And then he would have to fill.
He'd have to patter while he is dialing the number, inevitably not getting anyone,
right.
And no one was better qualified for that job than you.
So you'd sit there for 5 minutes and say, well, no one's at home, and then it was always some cheap ass, we're going to add $3.20.
13, please.
So $13. We have $13 for Channel 13.
And when you wear a Hawaiian shirt or something?
I'd wear all kinds of crazy shirts, and I would have the chroma key guy, because if I wore blue or green, they were having like fish swim through me, and, you know, different things. And people would call up, going, where can I get one of them Big Don shirts? That's pretty cool.
Well, you have to, you know, if you're from Baltimore, you know Don O'Brien,
right.
and you're famous for radio. You're famous, at least on our show, for being such a good guy and such a close friend.
Right.
You missed a great funeral yesterday.
Eddie Gattelhurst funeral?
The funnest funeral I've
wow.
ever... It was... I sat with Willard.
Willard Scott?
Willard Scott. Willard was right with me, and Walt Starling. You know, all these people...
Walt around. Starling groped my wife. Did you know that? This is not
well,
a joke.
Everybody groped your wife. Oh, come on.
Well, no, that's true.
No.
That's right.
No. That's true. But a long time, in another life... When he was the traffic reporter
right.
for a radio station in an airplane,
mm-hmm.
he brought her up one day and said, hey, you want to go for a ride? And then tried to give her the old her. And when I talked about it on the air, you may remember this.
I do remember
so
that. I remember that.
Ago,
I remember that vividly.
It's like 12 years ago. The guy called up and flipped out and called the general manager
yeah.
and said,
oh,
you know,
no.
Hey, I got kids that listen to this station. You can't be saying this. Meanwhile,
tell them to shut up.
My wife said, yeah, all right. So he put a hand there.
Yeah, it was his, we kind of were speculating as to that was his M.O. that he would, you know, hey, you want to go for a ride in the plane?
What did I open up here?
And you know what that
sorry,
is. You want to go for a ride in the plane. So you're not only famous for being a great guy and a good friend,
mm-hmm.
and in Ocean City, you know, we're neighbors.
Yeah.
Right? And now we're neighbors to the point in Ocean City where Big Don has moved up a couple of levels in his building.
Right.
You're on what now, the fifth floor?
We're on the fifth floor.
On the fifth floor. So
I get a great view of the ocean and the bay.
So he right. can actually stand on his deck and wave, and I can wave back at him.
I see the Geronimo. Too.
And you would always go down and you would work occasionally in Ocean City when it was really your unemployment office, wasn't
we
it?
We share one thing alike. When we're off work, we still like to talk up records. So you go to a radio station
right.
and say, can I come on for an hour? And he's always great. I liked it when he would come on as Dick Hertz.
I love doing that. I love doing radio with Big Don. And all of this now leads up to his plug for his new business venture.
Beer you're Radio.
On, listen, you're on your own. Go ahead.
That's
sell.
Fine. Every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock on
go.
This station.
Here's the thing.
105.7, it's Beer Radio.
Beer Radio. I
we
can't think of it.
We talk about beer for an hour. Look,
brilliant.
I'll get you some gifts.
Now, how does a non-drinker like you know anything about beer?
Well, you know, it's all about responsibility, Mike. When you're in the United States beer drinking team, that's USPDC.com.
Right. Oh, my.
And if you were to go to our website,
yes.
you would receive a beautiful certificate that you can put on your wall.
Wow.
And they're perfect
you,
Christmas
Arnie.
Gifts because
look
they're
this.
Free.
Oh, that's lovely.
I got
wow.
one for Charlie. There's one for Rob.
Hey,
I got a little something for you.
Oh,
and
thank
there's
you.
There's
thank
Charlie.
You,
and
Also, when you go to the website, look at this USBDT thing to carry your stuff.
Wow.
And look, there's hats inside.
Oh, wow. I'm down with the
hat. Guys, I got hats for everybody.
Hats
for
Beer Radio.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
On beerradio.com, you could also get one of these nice things that I'm wearing.
Oh, those are great.
Like a pullover. Oh, got
Thank
one of those.
You.
Too.
Look at that.
Nice shirt, yeah.
I'm putting this on, Big Don.
And
I love this.
Oh, wait a minute. Where's that other thing I brought in?
What'd you bring?
Oh, here it is. Oh, there's more. I got a wheel man across. You guys just stay where you are.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I've got more.
Oh, God.
This is the restaurant owner. You got to be a businessman walking around Manassas.
Thank you, yes.
It looks like you're going to the airport.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And you pull this up. Uh-huh. And you walk down.
I don't even have a comment on that.
It's a luggage rack.
Man, yeah, it looks like a piece of carry-on luggage.
Yes, but you open it.
Oh,
wow.
Look at that.
You have
your what is it? Can't see
it. Don, it's a luggage puller, but it's a beer cooler, and it's filled with ice cold Michelob Ultra, my flavor.
Oh, that's great. And here's a couple of things, too.
The man is prepared. Wow.
Cigars.
What do we have here?
Cohiba.
Oh, very good.
They are delicious Cohibas.
Okay.
That's nice. Fantastic.
Thank you for letting
me do that. Wow.
What did you not want to say you gave me Cuban cigars?
I don't
you gave me Monte Cristos.
Wow.
They're great. The Monte number two.
Hey, this
don't
is
know
cool.
About
very
that.
Nice.
This is very
so
cool.
Now, look at I'm so proud of my friends, my radio friends, my radio partner, one of my radio buddies. Look at both of you branching out. Mike with the Look Around Cafe.
Wow.
Big Don doing Beer Radio and beerradio.com.
Yeah.
It may be national this time next year. You'll be...
Wouldn't be surprised.
We're going to go after all of your stations for the weekend.
You know, maybe...
Well, they got it going. It's the Candy Show. Gave me the idea. Well, yeah. You know.
Please. So when you're on Beer Radio, and what time is it on?
11 to 12 here on Live 105.
In the morning?
Yeah.
On the what day?
Saturday morning.
Saturday.
Well, now, what guy who drinks beer is... I would think...
And people that are taking their kids to functions. And
alcoholics.
Yeah. Well,
and alcoholics would be listening.
You just talk about beer?
We talk about different beers. There's home brews. We had Jim Cook from Sam Adams was on.
Right.
He was on last week and went on and on.
Do you do a contest with him?
No. In fact, I didn't tell the station that he was coming on. Thank you.
There you go.
But this week, Turkey Joe Traver's going to be on speaking about collectibles. He's got a bunch of Natty Bo stuff you wouldn't believe.
You are funny.
So he's going to be on. In fact, we might even talk about the 34th Street Lights over in Hamden. Have you been there yet?
No, Don, haven't.
You've got to go over. That's the best display in town.
That is so Baltimore. Let me just say one thing that is truly unique.
TV Hill.
Truly unique to Baltimore is whatever it is, it's the best whatever in town.
Yeah, right.
You say, that's the best gas station in town.
That's the best crab cake in town.
That is the best steak in town.
Is this your idea? You come up with this? Is this your idea?
Actually, the beer radio thing really is. It started out with a couple of us that got off our shifts at midnight. And, you know.
There you go.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, closing time, though, for everywhere is 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure you get to the place like 1:45.
Right.
So you only have time for a couple of beers. And it's like Miller. You take that long. We would watch TV, and the Hair Club for Men came on.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys says, you know what we are. We're the Beer Club for Men. And so I said, right you are. And we were going to do a T-shirts and stuff. And we did a search, and it turns out the United States beer drinking team, when we went to USBDT.com, is right there in Severna Park. Our headquarters.
Maryland.
The headquarters is in Severna Park, but it's worldwide.
Serendipity.
They even got us on in Iraq. You could be over there getting blown away, but you could get on to USBDT.com first. Very important.
Beer Radio.
You are killing me.
Yeah.
So Beer Radio is heard here in Baltimore Saturday
mornings. Saturday mornings from 11 to 12.
Soon to be rolled out nationwide. And if anybody wants to buy any of this, what's the word? The
swag.
Junk.
Yes,
that you brought in.
They
can go to your website, which is?
Either beerradio.com or USBDT.com.
I love this stuff.
Yeah.
Amen. You should have Mike as a phone-in guest on your show.
I will, because, you know, being a restaurant owner and all that.
Hey, now.
That still makes me laugh when
hey, now.
He could be
hey, now.
In the Irish pub.
Yeah.
You know, that's perfect.
Yeah, maybe we'll get you out there and do the show from the restaurant.
A remote.
A live remote. But, you know, we'd have a little trouble with the 11 o'clock start time. Yeah, to be honest with you.
And especially now with the snow coming, you want to make sure you don't drink too much beer before you get out there on that ice.
What is the real forecast tonight?
For tonight, I don't know. I'm the weatherman.
Would you like to recreate it? I mean, couldn't you recreate your days as a weatherman?
I can tell you right now that it's got precipitation coming. It's going to be cold.
So kind of the way he used to do it when he was up.
Here's what happens. Uh-huh. If it's cold, you could have enough to make it snow.
Right.
But it also could just come down in the form of freezing rain.
He used to really be a TV weatherman. I swear to God, he really was. And he was good at it.
Yes, yeah. He was. He was funny.
And for a while, like the story of it, like he was right there. He was living the dream. He was the regular guy on the Channel 7 Good Morning Washington.
Right.
And then what happened with that gig?
They fired me. Like everyone else. You know what got him was that we... I would use the chroma key for other things. They had this guy one time that converted a couch, a sofa, to like a car, where he was driving down the road in his sofa. So I get in a chair, and this is in Washington, which is pretty hoity-toity, but I'm driving down the road with a guy going, "That's pretty cool, huh?" You know, so on TV.
And they didn't like that.
No,
they didn't like you turning their weathercast into
the
Saturday Night Live.
The thing that set them off is when I would cover the weather, like the snow when it would come, I did things like snow angels. That was my job. And they had all these promos going on. The Channel 4 news driver team was there. Doug Hill, the Channel 9, was there. And on ours, it's going, Big Don was out having fun in the snow.
Yeah.
So,
more of that
was it.
You're nuts.
Yeah.
But you're a good friend.
You too.
And a great broadcaster.
Thanks for letting me in here.
Good luck with this beer radio.
I'm telling you, there are 97 million beer drinkers in America, and you have no idea.
Do you get to do this on your own show, on WQSR?
Yes.
Are you able to?
Well, here's the key also.
Mm-hmm.
We own it.
We
buy the hour because they wouldn't dare put it on. You know, nobody's going to really program this show.
Right.
So, but in that case, I become a client.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to show me some respect.
There you go.
And I come in here.
This guy's my hero.
Yeah.
You know, he always has, though. So, honest to God.
Yeah, the first thing, I saw the sales manager. I'm walking down. He goes, "You know, it's Thursday." I said, "Yeah." He said, "It's Thursday. That means I got to give them the money so I can go on the air this Saturday."
So you pay for your hour.
So you buy your air time.
Yeah, I was going, "Yeah, well, it is Thursday, yeah." And come on now. Okay.
Get out of here.
All right, you guys.
Big Don O'Brien, thank you,
everybody.
Love you.
Good to see you.
Love you.
Thanks for coming to Baltimore.
Thanks, Donnie.
Thank you.
There he goes. All right, hit it, Joe. Hit the buzz
stuff.
Oh, I do love Big Don.
You cannot be in a room with that guy without smiling. He is so much fun.
Pretty good. I don't know why the other guy wanted to kill him.
I don't either.
You know, he's
probably just for the reasons they said, you know.
He's always been very affable, very, 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 even with all the bad stuff.
Couldn't be nicer.
He's always been a great guy.
And he's fun to have in an air studio. He always is.
Right, when we say bad stuff, I mean, he's like me. He just would party and would not know when to stop.
He would. And
partying.
You know, and, you know, you could see that on the weather a couple of times.
Anyway, bro, hit it, Joe. Hit it.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Oh, and you know, for those of you in Baltimore, I'm pretty sure that I'm going to crash Big Don show tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump in my car and listen to it on the way home.
WQSR. See if I can get in there and find some groundbreaking grassroots music.
I look forward to it.
And jam. Buzz, live in Baltimore. We are on Live 105, and your lead story today is...
A theory that Harry Potter's gay from a knowledgeable and discomforting source.
Jeez. Michael Jackson?
No. Close.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Their comedy is partly shtick. Don and Mike.
Right, Ryan, it's time for Buzz's News now.
Yeah.
Buzz brought to you by Verimax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Yeah, it's available at 35,000 retail locations. Double strength Verimax Ultra. Get it by calling 1-888-TRI-VMAX. 1-888-TRI-VMAX. VMAX. Well, I was just talking to Big Don O'Brien. As it turns out, tonight on WQSR in Baltimore, they have a Ravens radio.
Ravens radio from 7 to 8? Is that what it is?
From 7 to 8. So he said, hey, I sure hope you'd like to wait around an hour. And I said, next time we're in town.
Right. Yeah.
I'd love to sit in and DJ with Big Don, but... sorry.
I hope you can get a chance to do that, because I would love to hear that.
And we have a terrible winter storm to beat home, so.
Yes. Thank you for that, Buzz. So, Big Don, thank you for the invitation. Another day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another day. When we're toasting the success of Beer Radio and the Look Around Cafe.
Amen. I'll drink to that. As a matter of fact, I am.
And now, here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, kids are not the only people who like Harry Potter, unfortunately. His fans also include members of the North American Man-Boy Love Association, or NAMBLA. There's apparently a long article about Harry on the group's homepage. The article makes the argument that young Harry is a gay. The essay.
All eyes.
Oh, Harry.
Hi. Hey, how you doing,
Harry? It's Harry Potter.
Are you gay?
I'm gay. I'm as queer as they come. Like to say I had all my friends in the Man-Boy Love Association. Fine organization. You take a man, you take a boy, and something special happens. I'm Harry Potter.
Hi, Harry.
I'm a bottom, not a top.
Somehow we
climb on for the ride of your life.
Oh, my God.
All my boys. What is it, Blamda?
NAMBLA.
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 Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Well, the essay comes complete with 55 historical and literary footnotes.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm well, Harry. How
You're
are
looking
you?
Well.
Thank you. I feel well.
How are you?
I'm well.
How's that hair dye go?
It's not dyed. It's my actual natural color.
Buzz.
Yes.
Lick it clean.
You're gay, right?
I'm queer.
And proud.
Like being on top, not on bottom.
I heard well, that.
Like doing that. Ride the Harry. The Harry roller coaster. Come along for the ride. Should enjoy yourself.
Quoting part of the article. Of course Harry is gay. He grew up in a closet under the stairs. At school, he learns to fly and meets the lovely red-headed Ron Weasley, a fairy boy and tight companion.
Fairy boy. Come along, fairy boy.
The article compares Harry's life story to that of the Greek mythology character Orestes.
Oh, Orestes, my Orestes.
Harry,
how do thee climb on me?
Harry the fairy.
Harry the fairy is what they called me in school.
Quoting again from NAMBLA, Orestes, like Harry, was born at Lamas, sent away to be reared by his relatives.
Reared.
Had a lightning flash birthmark on his forehead.
If you're going to lick it Greek.
Caused the death of his parents. Fought unending magic battles and was lifelong lover of his childhood boyfriend Pylades.
Hey, Burbank.
Yes.
Can I show you a trick?
I'd rather. Well, I'm not sure.
I'm going to pull out a candle.
Oh.
Rock and roll. El
now,
Rico.
If the candle is still lit, then I'm laughing.
Can't do that. No more trips to the emergency room in 2003. That's my motto.
Look, it's red like Christmas.
There you go.
In ancient times, the Orestes Pylades story was regarded as the paradigm of masculine love. J.K. Rowling cannot be ignorant of this, end quote.
Where's the boy?
Whether she is or isn't, we may never know. Not even the publisher will return a phone call about
captain,
it.
Captain, my captain, where's Spiewak?
And then
there he is, the Greek bear. How are you, boy?
On top.
Missed you.
Oh, I know.
How about an evening at the Inner Harbor?
It's been too long.
Would you like to see my tugboat?
Oh, no.
Good boy.
And then there's the shocking tidbit about veteran TV newswoman Barbara Walters.
Mm.
She stunned much of her audience yesterday on the daytime talk show The View by talking about...
You know what? I just have to tell you something.
Huh?
That I wish I could remember which disc jockey it was, because I'll give credit, because it's such a great name for her. I heard, a long time ago, when I was on vacation.
Uh-huh.
Anyway... I know it was Jim Rome.
Ah.
Referred to her as Rod Stewart. And for like a whole segment I'm listening, he's saying, well, I'm sure you saw Rod on TV last night. Rod Stewart was talking, and then finally the light bulb goes off and goes, oh, Rod Stewart, Barbara Walters, now I'm laughing.
There you go.
Now I'm laughing. I'll steal that joke. That's a good joke.
Same person. She shocked her audience yesterday by talking about the time she has spent around hot tubs with other women. Quoting Barbara, I like to look. They've got beautiful bodies, end quote.
There ain't no lesbian that's hungry, that is that hungry.
Hey, she's perfectly normal, and you're all invited to my ESPN zone.
All right, who would you eat?
Oh.
Okay, now I'm dropping the voice.
Who would you eat?
Yeah.
Barbara Walters.
Yes.
Or, and of course, if they were made into cookie form, who would you eat?
Uh-huh.
Barbara Walters, okay. Or it has to be someone of Leslie Stahl, but that's an easy one because, of course, you'd eat Leslie Stahl.
Don't be so sure.
Really?
No, not really.
I'm trying to think of another old bat that's still on television, still like doing celebrity stuff. Leslie Visser. Leslie Visser. Who would you eat? Barbara Walters or Leslie Visser?
Leslie Visser. Yeah, Leslie Visser.
Yeah, me too.
Sure.
Hey, you know there's that hot rumor about her that we've never said on the radio.
True.
About Leslie Visser.
You never said it to me off the radio.
Really?
She keeps company.
That she's well, I've heard.
Oh, that's right.
That she has a special relationship with a special guy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And of course, I'm talking about her husband.
Good for them.
Her husband. What's his name again?
Dick Stockton.
Dick Stockton. That's the guy. She has a special...
Who would you eat in cookie form? Ann Compton or Candy Crowley?
Oh, Ann Compton.
Ann Compton.
Ann Compton.
Unanimous. Sorry, Candy.
Wonder how John Madden might answer these questions.
Suddenly.
Yeah, I know. Gross. Just a rumor. Right. Just an allegation.
Right. Pay no attention.
Just an unsubstantiated rumor that I've heard for years.
Yeah, it's like an Inquirer story.
You know, and speaking of John Madden, I was wondering this the other night, too. I know I've said this on the air before, but no wonder he's so happy. During the football season, which is 16 weeks, actually 17 weeks long, and then playoffs, like maybe 20 weeks, unless a game, Charlie, he lives where? In the Bay Area?
Yeah, okay.
John Madden? So unless either San Francisco or the Raiders are having a home game,
right?
That dude never sleeps at home.
He's on the road. He's out of town.
He's always gone.
Wife's back at the house.
He's always gone.
Yeah. Who was the who would you eat in cookie form? It was Leslie Visser or...
Was it Barbara Walters?
Yeah, Barbara
Walters.
Yeah, I heard that one of them tastes like turducken.
Suddenly, Rolling Stone Keith Richards speaks with the clarity of British Prime Minister Tony Blair. He's been inspired to speak up by the decision of his bandmate.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, Richards. It's a John and Mike.
Hey, Keith.
His bandmates decided to accept a royal knighthood. Keith says Mick Jagger has sold out by agreeing to accept the honor, which Mick says he will do on December 12th. In the music magazine Uncut, Keith says, quote, I thought it was ludicrous to take one of those gongs from the establishment when they did their best to throw us in jail. Keith and Mick were busted on marijuana charges in the 1960s. Those convictions were later overturned, but Keith goes on.
And rightly so, Buzz.
Yes, rightly so.
I'm with Keith. I'm totally with Keith on that.
Quoting Keith, I thought it sent the wrong message. It's not what the Stones is about, is it?
No, hold on. They sold out as a group. They sold out 20 years ago.
They did, but also...
The first time they had the big inflatable tongue and lips.
But as far as the Rolling Stones and the royal family, it just, you know...
Why not? They're all old.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all old.
British,
I mean,
they're
hold
old.
On. How about this? Who would you eat?
Okay.
The Queen Mother.
Like now, when you say Queen Mother, you're talking Queen Elizabeth or the late Queen Mother?
No. The Queen Elizabeth, the one who's alive now.
Okay.
Who would you eat if they were in cookie form?
Mm-hmm.
Queen Elizabeth or Barbara Walters?
Barbara Walters. Barbara Walters.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because you don't have to take care of yourself if you're the Queen. I mean, really, nobody's going to tell you if you smell.
What do you mean? You don't think the Queen's smells?
I do.
But you don't think
they
tell her?
Walters.
You don't think there's some guy that tells her?
No way.
Oh,
no.
Your Majesty. Maybe not a guy, but there's a woman. Maybe there's like a female valet that says, you know, it's a trifle warm, isn't it, today, my lady?
I think it's probably time for a little bath. Would you like to jump into the shower before your audience?
Yeah.
Keith says he told Mick, it's a paltry honor. Richard says he'll probably never be offered the honor, quoting him again, because they know what I would have said. They knew I'd tell them where they could put it.
Yeah, that's right, Mick. You're the man.
No, that's Keith.
Keith, you're the man.
Right.
You're both the man.
But maybe Keith protests so much because the group's drug days are not entirely over. The British website Pop Bitch says the Stones' favorite drug cocktail these days is a mixture of ecstasy and Viagra.
Yee.
They are not alone in their alleged love of that cocktail. In Ireland, they call the mix... Erectacy.
They call them what, Buzz?
What is it, Buzz?
Erectacy.
Why do you trip on...
I was excited. And in the U.S., it's called...
Hey, you pulled a boner.
In the U.S., it's called Sextacy or Trail Mix. Sydney, Australia, where lesbians...
Trail Mix? Not that kind of trail mix.
And in Sydney, Australia, where lesbians can't get enough of this cocktail, it's known as Blue Almonds.
Blue almonds.
Yeah.
Blue.
I think I had those today a couple of times.
Some people.
Really?
And it's safe to say this because we don't have the alarm here. Some people also call it hammerheading because it can give you a serious headache. I know this drives Rob crazy. In a few people, it can also cause a heart attack. And in a few other people, it can cause priapism. That's a painful condition.
What
is priapism?
That's a painful condition in which turgidity won't go away even when you want it to.
Guilty. Guilty all the time.
Man. Ozzy Osbourne's daughter, the one you don't see on TV because she had the good sense to stay out of it, is not happy about what MTV has done to her dad. Amy Osbourne says the suits of the former music channel have turned daddy into a joke. She says her worst fears have come to pass.
You know, I saw his son Jeffrey being interviewed on TV.
Jeffrey Osbourne,
Jeffrey Osbourne said,
fantastic. Very talented.
I don't like the way they treat my daddy. My daddy Ozzy.
Welcome
hello
to the
there.
El Flamingo, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Osbourne.
Jeffrey Osbourne.
Hello there.
What was your hit, Jeffrey Osbourne? Can you enlighten us?
Baby, stay with me tonight.
There you go.
You may remember me from the LTD.
Yes,
back in love. Again.
Yes, Ozzy's son, Jeffrey Osbourne.
Well, quoting Amy Osbourne, the way they edited it to make my dad look like a clown, I wanted to cry. Now he's
fine.
Now he's a laughingstock. And
my sister, fine.
Oh, I didn't know you were into that. Ooh.
And known as a stuttering alcoholic after all his
you
years.
You may not know this, Mike. I'm adopted.
Oh, so it's perfectly legal.
So I have sex with the Sharon Osbournes, Kelly Osbournes,
wow.
And the other Osbournes girl.
How about the son?
Jack,
do you go near Jack?
No, I say, hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Off my property.
After all his years of hard work, she says this is how he's remembered. MTV executives probably won't have her killed, but they are not a bit happy about her complaints. They are returning calls. They say they have no comment.
No, see, here's the thing, Buzz. They should not be complaining because the fact is, you mentioned it on the news. Other people will mention it on the news. That's the only way the Osbournes are going to get on anybody's broadcast now, right? Because
right?
That
right.
Show's over.
Yeah, the 15 minutes is up. Barbara Streisand has not only lost her privacy.
You know what my initials are?
No, what?
J-O.
Oh.
Jeffrey Osbourne.
That's right. Get off my property.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Jeffrey.
Understand you're a member of NAMBLA.
Man, boy, love.
You can tell me a little bit about that.
I will as soon as you come over to Jack Osbourne's house.
Let's do a break. You were teasing the next story, and it is...
Barbara Streisand fighting to protect her privacy.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's,
right.
You know, we have a name in our family. That's what we call our things down there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Our private... Oh!
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, man, Mike, I have so much to do this holiday season. Phew, I hope I can get it all done.
Well, with all that running around, this is one of those months that you don't have to worry about going over your minutes. Because Singular lets you roll over any of your unused
anytime minutes.
Right, you are. Only Singular has rollover. And I hear that Barbara Walters loves it as much as I love Star Jones.
Time to eat a cookie. Start a new Family Talk plan and get a $500 bonus rollover minutes to share with your family. And you can add a line for $9.99 per month.
Use the phone. Call up. Make a day with Leslie Visser. How about two splendid phones for under $50? Buy a Motorola T270 color flip phone for $49.99 and get one free. Rob, you wrote Color the British Way. You put it. COLOUR.
Yes, silly boy.
For God's sakes, we live in America, boy.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular Wireless store for details. And happy holidays.
Oh, 1-866-SINGULAR. Tell them that Don and Mike sent you.
Geronimo and Mike Rivera, WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
The cure for love cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, live in Baltimore on WXYV-FM. All hit. WXYZ FM.
Oh, they hate that.
Lock 105. It says it everywhere in front of me.
What's it supposed to be? Live 105?
Yeah, it's Live 105.
Right.
It used to be, was it X 105? Something like that. Something.
I thought it was Y 105.
Or maybe it was
V106.
No, it was V103.
V103?
And then they moved the other station down there.
Okay.
And now this station is here.
It's so confusing.
It is. And here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Barbara Streisand has not only lost her privacy lawsuit, she may have to write a check to the guy she sued. The guy is an environmentalist, like Babs. He took aerial photos of California's coastline to document its erosion. The pictures included overhead views of Babs' property. No Babs, just the property.
Whoa.
Then he posted it on a website for environmentalists, along with the other photos he'd taken. Then Babs sued him for $10 million. Yesterday, a judge ruled the diva's privacy was not violated, and that the judge is considering making her pay the guy's court costs.
That is totally unacceptable.
I don't understand why.
I'm Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law, and I think what we have here is totally unacceptable.
I am here to represent the widow Brolin.
Uh-huh.
In this matter.
It's very unfair the way she's been treated, especially in the media.
And I loved the Reagans on Showtime. Marvelous.
Marvelous performance by James. And also, who is the lovely lady?
The same lady who was Crazy Judy Garland.
Yes, she's a marvelous actress. And I'm
what's her
Judy
name?
Davis.
Judy Davis.
Just marvelous.
Marvelous.
So marvelous.
One of America's most exciting new spectator sports is watching the Liza Minnelli-David Guest divorce. Now we hear Liza's strange and estranged husband is thinking about going on Dateline NBC.
That breaks my heart.
I think you would be a fool not to side with Liza in this matter.
He wants to go on Dateline to talk about her drinking and the physical abuse she heaped upon his girlish frame.
She's a bully. That's what she is. She's a simple backyard bully.
I will tell you that on this particular subject, we will have to agree to disagree.
Don't tell me you're siding with him.
No, I'm siding with Liza.
Well, I'm siding. Which side did I say that
you
I was on?
You said you were on David's side. You said that
I would never
you
be.
Were agreeing with his portrayal of her as an abusive wife. Spousal abuse is no laughing matter.
Quoting.
Put a sock in it, boy.
I obviously have lost my place in the show.
I understand.
Rob, what time is the NAMBLA meeting?
Oh, stop it.
National Man Boy Love Association. We will see you there.
There's even talk he could get the whole hour of that show, David Guest could, sometime around New Year's Eve. Quoting a Dateline spokeswoman, while we are very interested in his story, nothing has been scheduled yet. Word is Liza has also been approached by Dateline. In the meantime, the game continues. Guest is suing Liza for $10 million. She's suing him back for $12.
Guest. When I hear guest, it reminds me. The next time we do our program, who will be our guest Jew?
I believe he doesn't have a Jewish name.
He doesn't?
His given name is Don Berkowitz.
Don Berkowitz.
But he goes by the name Don O'Brien.
Don O'Brien, wonderful.
And he does a show called Beer Radio.
Well, we'll look forward to having him on that, Jew-to-Jew, and I think it should be a lot of fun. I think we'll have a fine time.
Who are all these people that are walking in and out of the studio as we're doing the show?
Once again, a previous subject on our program, what has happened to manners? Man is in America.
Uh-huh. Gentlemen.
Yes?
If you could choose between world peace and having a bigger thing, which would you choose?
The penis.
Yes, have a larger and Armageddon and a larger trick.
Circumcised. Circumcised.
Yes.
Circumcised.
No one wants a firehouse.
Well, a new joint survey by Glamour Magazine and Men's Health says 90...
Glamour Magazine?
90% and Men's Health.
Of course.
Says
Glamour Magazine. Glamour Magazine.
I'm throwing to a Glamour Magazine.
Glamour Magazine. I called Rob. I didn't call Rob. I told Rob I was going to call him last night when I got home. The best one ever was the best Seinfeld ever.
Yes,
the
right.
One, hello.
La, la, la.
La, la,
la.
La, la, la. With the big, gigantic ball of oil that's going off the top of the building. And Jerry says, hey, whatever her name is, Connie A. Susan, whatever her name is, hello, hello. And she says, I'm not even going to look up. I'm not even going to look up.
Hello.
Great one. Hello. La, la, la.
Shall I point out that's why he makes the big bucks?
Don't I know it.
There you go.
But you know what? I'll tell you why that show is a hit.
Why?
I'll tell you why.
I understand why.
Seinfeld.
Right.
And Costanza.
Yes, of course. Jason Alexander and Jerry Seinfeld.
That's right.
And Larry David.
Mm-hmm. They are worth every penny.
And the Julia Louis Dreyfus.
Well, they could have done without her. And no. also without Michael Richards.
Richards. Gentiles in the house.
Are you telling me Julie Louis Dreyfus?
Oh, yes.
Dreyfus?
Oh, yes.
Dreyfus?
Well, you're familiar with, you know, her brother.
Who's that?
Richard.
Oh. I've told you before, they're not related.
They aren't, but I loved his opus.
A new joint survey by Glamour Magazine and Men's Health.
Glamour Magazine?
Says 90% of us would choose world peace over having a bigger thing. So you guys are in the minority there.
Well, did you say menorah?
Minority. Actually, I did.
Those people are lying, Buzz.
6% of men say we've never been with a hooker. Only 1 in 5 of us says we've been in a threesome. And 68% of us think it's wrong to use our cell phone cameras to take candid pictures of women.
I'll tell you where I line up on all of those. Mm-hmm. Seriously, okay. Now I'm using this funny voice. Mm-hmm. What was the first one?
World peace or the bigger thing.
No, the hookers.
Okay, and then hookers. Most men say they've never been with a hooker.
I have.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been with a hooker, Michael?
Of course not. Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
No, I'm talking to Michael O'Mara.
Michael O'Mara? Of course I have not been with a hooker.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yes. In Indianapolis many years ago.
Rob just took a picture of me.
A candid photo without his permission.
I told you it was in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. I went to an establishment where I went and got a handy from a woman. I paid $20 for it.
Oh, are you talking about that?
Yes.
Oh, then of course, many times.
What was the second one, Buzz?
Only 1 in 5 of us says we've been in a threesome.
I have not been in a threesome. Have you? In real life?
In real life, I'm trying to think right now, even though I'm using this funny voice. Yes, I am. Yes, three men.
Good for you.
Good for
three
you.
Men.
And a baby.
No, stop it now. Get out of my voice there.
That's
a movie.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
And also a good mambler joke. What was the third one?
Majority of us think it's wrong to use our cell phone cameras to take candid pictures of women.
No, I find nothing wrong with that.
Rob's taking pictures of us on his cell phone.
No, that's just wrong.
It is not.
Nearly half of us say we'd prefer to stay home with the kids rather than be out slaying the dragon. 42% of us say we'd like to be Mr. Mom.
Yeah.
And nearly two-thirds of us think it's hot.
Yeah, right there. Hold on, where are you?
Hold on, there he is.
Is that loud enough for you?
Yeah.
There's a guy who wishes he could stay home and be Mr. Mom.
Sure. And nearly two-thirds of us think it's hot when a woman remains a virgin until she's married.
Like the live 105 Santa Claus horse.
As pure as the trip. And snow. And speaking of snow, we're in for a blizzard.
That's what I hear. I hear that some people are saying up to 8 inches of snow by tomorrow.
And so up to 8 inches would bring us back to our
penis
story.
Penis. What do they know?
How big do you want it to be? Do you want world peace or a larger penis?
Is there anyone? He is so much like Madonna. Ray Romano is writing one.
Oh. Come on.
It's called Rainy, Dicky, and the Bean, Why I Love and Hate My Brothers.
Here's my bean.
Here's my Dicky.
I don't care, Raven.
The publisher describes it as the funny and true story of why brothers can be gross, disgusting, and downright mean, but still love each other.
Oh, you know, don't you have enough money already?
Mike, I swear to God, you can say the same thing. Yeah. Don't he have enough money?
Apparently not, guys.
I'm also writing a book, Raymond.
Are you really? What is it?
Yes, well, call me Robert by my proper name.
Robert?
I'm writing a children's book entitled Robert's Mushroom Cat. I hope you all enjoy it.
Ray is writing his book with the very brothers he mentions. Quoting him, it's great as adults to collaborate with them and fight with each other.
And they're destitute.
Again.
They're destitute, Buzz. That's why I have to write the book for them.
You're helping them out.
They don't have a penny.
The book's due out next fall.
Come on. And I have to work with Patty Heaton every day.
Well, is that? Well,
would you like to cut her head off?
Oh, man. See?
The Michael Jackson case just gets messier and without any additional help from Michael. Now, the father of the young accuser is about to file for custody of the kid, taking him away from his mother along with the boy's two siblings.
Is this the cancer boy?
That's the one.
Okay.
Quoting dad's lawyer, he never would have allowed his child to spend the night in any adult's house alone. The lawyer goes on to say he doesn't know what to believe. On one hand, he considers Michael a friend, not a pedophile.
Oh, God.
On the other, he doesn't want to disbelieve his child. And on the third hand, if that's possible, says the lawyer, he knows his wife is capable of coaching the children and making up stories. Dad's reportedly not.
Here's the thing.
Well, the problem is anybody that would let their children be exposed to this guy, that's why we're getting this, because they're bad parents to start with.
Right. Well, Dad wasn't living at home at the time.
Right.
It was Mom's decision.
I'm
apparently
reading something today about this where I'm reading that the DAs, mm-hmm. and I do mean DAs that are running this, the prosecution,
right.
they're saying the week of December 15th will be what they're looking for to actually charging him. Now, keep in mind, I hate defending Michael Jackson.
Right.
However, I will, because, excuse me, I'm the doctor. I
would like to hear your theory. No, I want to hear it seriously, because what are they saying?
What they're saying is that they don't have as great a case as they thought they did, and the fact now that they've come out and said it's going to be at least two more weeks,
mm-hmm.
if you do the math on it,
yeah.
that's a month since they had the press conference.
Right.
And
rated
Neverland Ranch,
right.
and now, you know, like I said, I hate standing up for him, because he's an Ambler guy. But listen, if you got him by the short hairs, go in and do it. No pun intended, don't dick around here.
Yeah, and if you don't have any evidence, and you haven't taken any evidence out of that house,
then let it go.
Right.
Just let it go, because you've gotten your pound of flesh. Again,
well, and you're going to be open to, I mean, he will sue them for... He might never bounce back financially himself because you can sue him for so much.
Again, the lead prosecutor says he wouldn't have gone through all this if he thought he didn't have a case, and, you know, maybe they're just taking that time to make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
But this is the same dick that was on TV that day making jokes.
Jokes, right. I know.
There's a place for joke, and that's simply not the place for joke.
No.
This is the place for joke.
Right.
We're having a hard time coming up with jokes.
In our house.
Getting kind of tired.
The wheels are coming off.
Ready for a nap.
In a long day.
Finally.
Ready for a nap. I think I'll go home.
Don't fall asleep behind the wheel.
I think...
you have the wrong way to drive.
Let me see what to do tonight.
Yeah.
CSI.
Right. Yes.
Will and Grace. Spousal abuse. There's a winner.
Finally, if there's an opportunity ever to use the words German and cannibal in the same sentence, you'll hear it on this show.
You'll hear it at the Spiewak home.
Dateline Berlin, a German computer technician is accused of killing, dismembering, and eating the flesh of a man he met on the internet. The victim apparently agreed to all of this in advance. The victim did.
That's a terrific story, Buzz.
The trial started today, and since there's no crime against cannibalism in Germany, the charge is simply murder. The defendant, who now says he's sorry, says he cut off part of the victim's body before the two of them ate it together.
So they're really doing Who Would You Eat?
Yeah, they're playing it literally. The rest of the victim was frozen and consumed over the several months that followed. Never been a case like this before in Germany. Quoting a CNN reporter, the German public on one hand is repulsed, but on the other is fascinated.
That's fascinating.
Hey, remember, you know, what's the motto on this show? Never forget.
Never forget.
They are German.
Amen.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Joe, get us out of here.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Whoa! Yeah, there it is. Hello! We got to fly. We'll be back live with a new episode tomorrow from back at home. Thank you to everybody in Baltimore for being so nice to us. Hey, Charlie, would you come in here for a second? I have no idea. We have 10 seconds. Who do we want to thank from Live 105, etc.?
Everybody.
Everybody. The entire staff.
Yeah.
They were great.
Has done something.
He didn't have any names either.
Yeah. Hal Martin, he was great in getting all this set up.
Hal Martin. Anyway, everybody here is great. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave Modell. Thank you, Big Don O'Brien. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody from the radio station. It was so wonderful.
Yeah.
And we'll be back tomorrow with a new episode.
And the name of the show is Beer Radio.
That's it. We got to go. Good day to you, sir. Be a deer.
Do you feel like German?
Oh, hold on. There you go.
Do you feel like German for dinner?
Oh, dear.
Be a deer. Joe, hit it. Do the door. That's it.
BM.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.